systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And thank you so much for listening to the Friday Night Show, episode number 172 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever the fuck we feel like it, because we don't actually have Jam Hole Corporate to answer to anymore.
Right.
Did I tell you that?
We actually don't give a fuck.
Right, we actually got fired from Jam Hole Corporate.
Right.
So what we did is we went in, fucking locked, loaded, Matrix style, leather, full on.
Sure.
Helicopter program, fully uploaded.
Right.
Blue pills, pockets full of blue pills, little blue ones that said OC on one side, 80 on the other.
Yeah, word.
Fucked up, and we just blew them the fuck away. You blew them, I blew them away.
Wait, what?
What?
I missed that part.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Friday Night Show. It's 12:30 at night. We're cracking jokes. It's cool. No big deal. Worked all day. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. You can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the live call-in number, as you will see right here on the screen. See that? That, wait.
Wait,
right,
almost?
Right.
Got it.
Right about there.
Hey.
That's a live calling number. We got some voicemails. We got some fuck my lives. We got some fucking confessions for our father, who art in my office chair over there.
Right. I need a nicer chair. For being your father, I could...
Hallowed be thy name.
This pillow is not working for my ass.
Thy jam hole come, thy will be done. In New York, as it is in Montana.
Right.
Give us this day our daily salvia, and lead us not into... Fuck. I should have wrote that beforehand. That could have been really cool. I fucked it all up. Fuck my life.
Right.
Oh, man. So, how the fuck are you doing, man? Friday night?
I'm doing all right.
It's Friday night. You feel all right?
Yeah.
The party's here on the west side.
There's no party here.
No. Oh, man. I see we got some people tripping up on the salvia in the chat, thejamhole.com/live video. Johnny on the spot says, I am tripping balls.
Right. How many other people's shows have their fans
just getting fucked up? Surely not Keith and the girl.
Surely not.
Surely not. Don't call me Shirley.
Shirley.
What?
Huh?
That is pretty awesome, though. Like, I would... Burger 77, I am way tripping.
Wow.
Fucking A.
You're always tripping.
Yeah, that's... Like, if he was like, dude, I'm totally sober and it is freaking me out,
I'd be like, whoa.
Let me talk you down. Let me talk you up.
You're right.
Let me talk you up out of this fucking... this mess. So, yeah, we got fucking... We got our stickers in. I've
2,000 of them.
We got 2,000 of them. We're going to bring them to New York. These ones, because... we got them very cheap this time. We went through a mass manufacturer that this is what they do, not my buddy that owns the sign company. Granted, these aren't nice vinyl stickers, but granted, they weren't, you know, $100 for 150 of them.
And we don't really need vinyl stickers.
Right.
So.
It was, and I didn't know that, and my whole thing was I want to keep the money here in the valley and shit, but for 2,000 compared to like 150 of them, yeah.
Well, isn't this in the valley too?
Yeah, actually it is. We got it through our friend that runs word of mouth advertising.
Right, that's here.
He's local, and he gets them from a guy I deliver water to.
Nice.
We're all connected.
Of course.
So yeah, if you guys do want stickers, thejamhole.com/donate, kick us $5, or just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. But also, when you do that, keep in mind that we are going to New York April 13th through the 20th, and, you know, slip us $5, pay for a little bit of our food there, buy us a couple drinks while we're there, stuff like that. Money is going to be very, very tight for this trip, I don't even know how the fuck we're making this trip. We definitely wouldn't be making this trip if my mom wouldn't have helped out with the plane tickets,
yeah,
for sure.
And I have a feeling David's going to pay for most of it.
Well, he's going to start. And I'll have a paycheck before I go, but that means none of my bills are going to get paid out of that check like they're supposed to. So
right.
Fuck me when I get back. We might not have a jam hole studio to come back to. No, I'm paying rent before I go, but that's it.
Burger says,
we might not have internet. We might not have electricity, but we will still have the place.
We might have to go to the office.
Right, and the kitty. Right. So go ahead.
Burger says, hey, where's the chick? Did they break up? I like how as soon as she's not here, just once, you automatically think you broke up.
I wasn't going to talk about it, but remember that infection she had?
Yeah,
she died. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. You know how she was,
Wow, guys.
How are we going to do the show now?
Comedy podcast? Jesus, fuck. Hey, Matt, how's your dead girlfriend? Oh, still
oh,
dead.
She's, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for that reminder.
You're laughing at it. Love
Go
you.
Sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Every time I hear the words go to sleep, I think of PCU.
Yeah.
When Drawls is fucking that chick and David Spade. He's like, and he jumps up. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. I fucking love that. No, she is tired. That infection kind of kicked her ass a little bit. So she's going to sit this show out tonight. She's in bed. I don't know how she's going to sleep with us out here yelling, go to sleep.
I don't think she's going to sleep.
No, but yeah, she's, and I told her that I felt bad that maybe she felt like she had to be on every episode. And I'm like, you know, Braden's the one that has to be here. You don't have to be on every show. If you want to take a break, you know, every now and then, that's cool. But she says she really likes doing it and she wants to be a part of it, but she is really tired tonight. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, today I was driving around delivering some water and shit, and I'm catching up on Distorted View because I've been listening. Our shows have been, you know, running long, and I've been, you know, listening to Yeah Dude and Big Mouth's now, a
nice.
New show.
They're
so I
good,
had to
yeah.
drop out a show to fit into my 8-hour day pretty
right.
much. So today there was no Jam Hole show to listen to, so I started catching up on Distorted View. Do you know, have you been listening to that lately?
I haven't heard it in a while.
The new thing that his freaks are calling into the voicemail line with is they're recording themselves taking dumps.
Really?
And then from the sound of the dump, Timmy is trying to guess which number on the Bristol stool chart it is.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that is such a great idea. But the more I got to thinking about it, I'm like, how the fuck do you record the sound of you pooping without spraying shit all over the microphone or your cell phone or whatever? Because you got to get the speaker down by your ass, which is where the sound is coming out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, stick it in the toilet. I'd just, like, open up my legs and put it next to my balls or whatever.
Really?
Maybe, if it splashed up, that would suck if it was a big one.
Maybe get your dick hard and just, like,
right,
tie,
just
a little,
set it on there.
Tie a little carabiner on it and let it fucking rappel just off of your dick down Mount St. Balls. All
right.
Tit Nazi says, shove it up your ass. That's one way, but then it would come out.
Right.
And then out of your ass.
And then that would totally throw off his judgment of,
you know. You're like, was that the poop or was that the phone?
Right, I can't tell the difference.
I don't know. Yeah, it just I don't know, I was just kind of curious. I'm driving around, and like, it was like three episodes straight from part of last week and early this week. And I'm just thinking the whole time, like, that sounds really clear. Like, did you have a little headset mic around your balls with the antenna thing down by your butt? Or?
If we grabbed one of, you know, our nice mics.
One of our shitty mics.
No, but actually one of our nice mics. You wouldn't even have to stick it in the toilet.
Well, yeah, but these are cell phone calls and stuff.
Yeah,
or at least they're like the shitty stick computer mics.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck. Especially a phone, because a phone is just the worst audio quality.
I know.
And they're clear.
And on top of the phone and then calling into the voicemail line.
Yeah. And that,
which is
the voicemail's bad, too.
So, speaking of voicemail lines, we got a fucking... The other day, I was listening to Yeah Dude, and they were talking about how they got their new shirts in. And I'm like, I kind of want to start collecting shirts of podcasts where, I wouldn't say friends with, but that we listen to
yeah.
and we link to them on our site in hopes that maybe one day they will link to us and recognize, you know, game, recognize game and all that
right.
shit.
We're so on the same team here.
Yeah, we're all on the same team here, except for, you know, the other
like,
side of
nobody
it.
Nobody likes Onions right, and Don and Drew. They're the other side.
This is the podcast coalition right. here, and I would like to invite them in and anyone else that has a podcast that, you know, we can get down with. I would like to invite you in. And we're going to start making that site, so everyone that is a part of the five podcast gangbang question of the week, I need your guys' logos, email info@thejamhole.com. Stereo Radiation already sent us there, so everyone else, I need that. But, so yeah, they're talking about their shirts, so I leave a message on their voicemail line. I'm like, hey, this is Matt of the Jam Hole. I heard you guys finally got your shirts in. Me and Braden were wondering if you'd trade 2 for 2 so we could wear your shirts on our live show because we do it live video. I told them that, you know, we listened to their show before we started doing ours mm-hmm. and, you know, this and that. We link to them. We share a lot of the same fans. And so the
just
other
getting
night,
on their podcocks a little bit, no big deal.
Well, not really. Just, I don't
that's
know.
That's all right.
I'd
jump on their podcock.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd suck off a podcock or two.
Fuck.
But so I'm up at, me and Danny go up to her mom's house and shit because she hasn't seen her mom since she's moved here pretty much.
That's true.
Almost.
When
I
that's
mean,
pretty much since you guys started, you know, going out.
Yeah, so we're up there and I get no fucking phone service at all up there. And we got a Mac G3 that is
Fuck.
Sitting over there. I don't know what we're going to fucking do with it. If anybody knows Macs, though, email info@thejamhole.com. I'm kind of curious what the G3 is. I mean, I could Google it, but I want you guys to
tell me. It
looks
kind of older.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely older. And shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't
G3,
know.
G4 is their one that was the latest
I don't
one, I think.
Know the Mac generations at all.
Right.
I
so,
don't follow.
I get back into town where I have service, and all of a sudden I have a voicemail. And I'm like, huh. And this is like 3 days after I left the message on UID. Excuse my face. So I check the voicemail, and it's Seth from UID. And you know what? Should I play it?
I guess try. It might take like 20 minutes, because he's either fucked up or he's just, you know, joking, but it's so awesome.
It's so funny. And yeah, here, I'll play it for you guys real quick. Give me a sec here. I wasn't going to do this, but
yeah,
now the
fine.
More I think about it.
It is good.
One. Saved voice message.
Is that cool?
Listen to your messages, press 1. To send a message,
yeah?
Press 2. First saved voice message.
What's up, homie? It's Seth from Yeah Dude. It is Thursday night. Calling you back. Thank you very much for that call, and thank you for the kind words of encouragement to Jonathan and I. That you're listening to the show. It's awesome. Yeah, we did. We squeezed that one in, before J-Dog. He's just going down to Miami to do some celeb birthday work, playing a show at Who I Am, Will I Am, Who Am I? Fergie's birthday or something totally fucking outrageous and super fresh and like probably really hot and like tan and cocaine and Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
And everything that happens. I have no idea what the story is with the t-shirts. I got a little excited because I was holding one for my mother and one for my father in my hand, so I'm hoping that they're available. It's been so long of me hearing about it that actually having one, I don't know if those are available. I would love to. I'll figure out how to.
Yeah, dude.
Get you on that. I thank you that you have an interest in Yeah Dude merchandise. and seriously, thank you for listening and for taking the time to leave that message. I will stop leaving the longest fucking message in the world right now for you, even after you told me to not leave a message on your voicemail. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you, man.
End of message.
So...
did you hear that?
You guys, yeah, I hope you guys heard that. You guys are like, what is he talking about? Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah,
like,
I have no idea.
I like to think I left a pretty well-formulated, thought-out message when I called him.
I heard him talk about, like, some party and Coke
that John,
and Rick
Coke,
Ross.
Coke and Tan and
right, Tan
Rick Ross.
And fucking
and
off the hook.
Celeb birthday.
And
I think
I also
saying,
caught that he says he listens to our show.
Right,
I did catch that.
It's awesome or something.
Right,
but he was saying Jonathan, because he's a DJ, right? He
right.
just got back from touring with Daedalus in Europe. He was playing for Will.i.am and Fergie for someone's birthday party.
Yeah.
And then, like, cocaine and Tan.
And Rick Ross
and
was
Rick
there.
Yeah, like, they're in, like, California, right? Hollywood and
yeah.
stuff. So I'm sure he sounded kind of...
oh, I'm sure it's
right.
fucked up.
But it was just weird that, like, I get back into service, and all of a sudden I have a voicemail, and I check it. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Makes no fucking sense at all. But, like, that's cool that he took the time out, even though, like, if you call my cell phone, the message is like, hi. Hey, you know, it tricks
yeah,
you, and
hello.
Then it's like, don't leave me a fucking message, because I'm probably not going to check it, and I hate that, and if I see you called, I'll fucking call you back if I want to.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the longest message ever, even though you told me not to. That was so great. So, yeah, I just thought we'd holler out to them, and yeah, we do want a couple shirts, so whenever you are sober enough to get your fucking shit together.
Seriously.
That would be fantastic. And, yeah, if you guys want in on the podcast game main question of the week or the podcast coalition, come join up. Bro down with us. Bro it
oh,
down.
We will all bro down.
And then send us some blow.
Right, because you guys actually got good stuff.
Right.
Right.
So,
that's besides
awesome.
The point.
Yeah, I don't know. He sounded out of it, but that's entertaining. Just that he took the time to call and be like, hey, I'm fucked up, but I'm going to leave you a message
right.
anyway.
Maybe that's why he did.
I don't even know if we have shirts. Do we have shirts? Jonathan. Oh,
wait,
right. Jonathan's
are we still,
out.
Are we still doing the podcast?
Wait,
what are we doing? Hey, seatbelts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. God. So, yeah, I don't know, if you guys were wondering, Danny finally got in to the dentist, thank my mom once again, because I was at work, I had no time to do that. My mom's really good about, like, finding things like that. Like, she used to run an office
well,
and
she
all
is
that
a mother.
Shit. And she is a mother,
right.
So that also fucking helps. But basically, yeah, her throat swelled up quite a bit, and it was getting really painful. And when she went in, they said that her tooth was infected so bad it was causing this huge swelling. And if she wouldn't have went in to get it fixed, it would have eventually swelled her throat shut and closed off her airway, probably in her sleep,
wow.
of course.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm thinking about this and the whole colonoscopy thing on Monday, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, it fucking figures. I find a girl... once again, that
right.
I'm like, this is going to be totally awesome. She's totally hot, and she actually likes me, like, for reals this time.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any kids.
But
will be the first one to go to the abortion clinic if that happens to happen, and not use it as a fucking argument tool. Like,
right.
we get in an argument, she's like, I gave up my child for you. Like, none of that fucking
right,
shit.
Right, because she don't want it either.
And, like, she's all fucked up inside. It's like, really? Are you funny? Because this is funny. Are we laughing now, you fucking asshole. But
Jesus.
We're gonna get her all fixed up and everything should be all good.
So donate some money for that,
well,
please.
Yeah, that would help, but I'm done asking these fucking people for donations. TheJamhole.com/donate. If you want to give us money, help us. If not, go fuck yourself. But, yeah, we finally did, actually, on, what day was it? Thursday? Was it yesterday? We went to the abortion clinic again.
Right.
With our signs and got video. It was finally a nice sunny day.
Except it was cold.
It was cold as
and
fuck,
windy.
But it was sunny, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was just the rain that I was really worried about. So if you go to thejamhole.com/forms, there's a picture up there of us before, while we're in the parking lot, all holding our fucking signs that Danny took. And then, oh man, the video is great. So this weekend I'm going to edit the first interview, us making the signs and letting you guys know what we're doing. And then the first interview went was me and Danny talking to the first group of crazy people, them praying for us, and then us going back with our signs to another totally different group of people. And actually standing out there. And
were they like a family, those three?
No, not at all.
Really? Because it totally looked like that they were a family.
Yeah,
the girl...
they're not at all. Wow. They're just random people from different churches. They all signed up on this site from this lady that coordinated the Kalispell 40
right.
Days
Did they just go through rotations
right,
or
like,
something?
They didn't know each other at all. And you'll see, this video is going to be so fucking priceless. Like, just, they see our signs, and, like, I'm holding up the one that says, these people are crazy with a huge air. Oh, man, it was so
that was
fantastic.
Great.
So, yeah, look for that on thejaml.com/YouTube. Hopefully, Sunday or Monday, I'll have that done by and uploaded.
I think that's probably the best work so far.
Right, and also, real quick, before we get into some other shit for today, thejaml.com/forums, you'll see a picture of a bum, and the title is, Where's My Penis? So, we go to get donuts today, me and one of the chicks that works at the office I work at, and we're coming back from Rose Hours. And I look over, I'm sitting at the stoplight, and we're just bullshitting, and I look over, and I see this bum, like, looking down at his junk, and...
like, in his pants?
Like, hands in his shit,
like,
zipper
what's
unzipped,
up, bro?
And I'm like, I look over, and I look back, and I'm like, did that... Am I awake? Is this real? What is real?
Hey, when
because
you're homeless and you gotta jerk it, you don't really care where you are.
Like, maybe now I'm arrested and I'll have a nice warm place to sleep.
In some food.
But, so I'm like, holy shit, I gotta get my fucking camera quick. And I grab it and I fucking hold down the camera button, it engages the camera, and I'm like, fucking... And I set it down and I'm looking at it, and I look over, and he's still down there. I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
Basically, like, you lose something? What
the
fuck?
Whole time we were at that stoplight, we got there as it was turning yellow to red. Like, so a whole cycle, he...
Well, I got a question for
hold
you.
Hold on. He did not look up one time, hands in his pants. And, yeah, if you go to thejaml.com/forums, look in all pictures, you'll see the picture there. It is so fucking great. If you click on it to make it full size, you'll see exactly, like, both hands looking for his penis.
What are you
just
looking for,
classic.
Dude? Where's my penis?
Where's my penis? I knew it was here somewhere.
So, Avast just wanted to ask you if you're ready for April 1st.
Am I ready for April?
Yeah.
Who asked that?
Avast did. Your antivirus program.
Did it seriously?
The thing came up. It said, are you ready for April 1st?
Like, okay, well, that's
so
funny because I had heard nothing about this. So, I don't know. It's called the Conficker virus or worm or whatever. And I made a post on thejaml.com/forums whether I'm curious whether or not you guys, if we want to take bets to see is this a hoax or is this going to be a for real thing that takes out, you know, a good 25 to 30% of the internet.
Yeah.
And basically what it is this guy wrote a virus a long time ago, from what I understand. I don't know much about viruses and stuff, but... And it's been slowly making its way through the internet, not doing anything right now.
No,
but
it's just infecting computers.
It's replicating like crazy. It's evolving like a real
mutating, living
organism.
There's like four different versions of
it. Right, yeah. There's different variants of it, A, B, C, and D. There's probably more by now. And I didn't hear about it until one of the girls at the office said something, which is weird because I'm usually the one that they're like, my internet's going slow, and I go on there and there's like free coupon offer toolbar and free fuck your self toolbar
and free tickets to a donkey show.
Yeah, like just ridiculous shit and these screensavers and coupon things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my
God.
Fuck. Which is fine. I'm getting paid, you know, regardless of what I'm doing. And I do that after work usually so I can get a couple extra hours in, which is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they brought to my attention, they're like, have you heard about this April 1st thing? All these computers are supposed to, like, there's like 250,000 or 25,000, I forget where the comma should go, websites that your computers are all going to redirect to and constantly hammer if this is a real thing.
Yeah, with just spam, pretty
so,
much.
So, yeah, and I start reading about it, and basically on April 1st is when this virus is going to kick in.
Well,
if
they
it's
didn't,
a real thing.
Yeah, well, they said it might not actually notice it kick in on the 1st. It might not actually take effect until the 2nd
well, right,
or the 3rd.
Well, right, because you got to wait for the DNS to refresh and all that shit. That's awful. But yeah, and so I was kind of curious. Remember we did, I don't remember if we did the story or if we just talked about it, but remember that the largest botnet that got discovered, it was probably like 2 months ago, and there was something like 25,000 slave computers that
right.
were connected and a part of this botnet that this kid wrote a fucking script for, and boom, it went. I'm curious if that was kind of either a test for the Configure thing, or if that was part of it, or what.
Or, yeah, but I wonder if he has any involvement with it.
So, what the sites say, I don't have any of it pulled up, this is just going off of memory, so if I'm wrong, by all means, thejaml.com/feedback, let me know. We're not really following the chat very much, I don't know if you have it up, but there's only two of us, so yeah. But basically, on April 1st, this virus is going to kick in, and it's all these computers that are infected with it. It's going to take all of the personal information, contact lists, all that shit, a banking stuff. It's going to just send it to all these different websites.
Right. All they have to do is, like, register one domain name, and then it'll
right, and that's
and
the
start.
People at ICANN are trying to shut down these domains that they know of.
Right.
And they said usually there's, like, you know, 100, 500, maybe 1,000, and by hand they can do that. They said when there's 25,000 or 250,000, I forget the number, it's almost impossible to do it all by hand.
There's just
in
too
the
many.
Amount of time. So what, I think, was it Bill Gates? He offered up a $250,000 bounty, and they're assembling, like, this crack geek team of super nerdy
super
fucking
hackers.
And they're going online, and they're going to take him the fuck down and shit and win the $250,000 prize.
And then they're going to fight over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like little geeks.
It's so ridiculous. But I was just curious what you guys thought about it, and that's why, I mean, we're not going to discuss it anymore on the show. But thejaml.com/forums, there's a post in there. Yeah, we're kind of just taking a little friendly bet, maybe. We'll give away a t-shirt to whoever guessed it right
or a handful
whatever.
Of stickers or
I
something.
Don't know, something like that. But yeah, I'm just curious what you guys thought about it. If you think this is really going down or if it's just April Fool's prank or like that prank thing a long time ago that was like, on this day, the Mars will be as big in the sky as the moon is, and
yeah.
people are like, oh, that's going to be
Whoa.
So cool. It's like, if you think about it, that's kind of impossible.
And if that was to happen, you'd probably be scared for your
life.
You'd
probably die, yeah. So, it's dumb shit like that, but it could go either way. Do you take it seriously and waste a lot of resources to try and stop it and prevention? Or do you take it as, oh, it's just a hoax, but then if it does happen, we're all fucked.
Right. There goes the internet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. They're saying nothing has happened of this caliber before. So it'll be pretty interesting either way to see if it's just a big joke.
Yeah.
On April 1st, everybody's computers flashes a big blue screen that says April Fools with a big middle finger gif or something.
I'm turning off and unplugging my internet.
Well, and that's, I was reading like what you can do to prevent it personally. It said as long as you're all up to date with the Microsoft security patches,
right.
you have AVG, Avast, you know, any kind of antivirus with the database, the virus definitions updated, they will detect it now because they've captured enough of the virus code of the different variants.
Right.
But that's up till now. What if it mutates again? What if
and
it gets a mind of its own and starts Skynet and we all get fucking killed?
Maybe
know?
We just
you
need,
don't know. You don't.
I don't
know.
I'm waiting
either.
For Skynet.
I fucking A. I
One
listen
day.
To Skynet Stalka all the time.
Fuck. Actually, it's Stalka and Skynet.
Right. Damn it. Damn it! Damn you. So, yeah. Oh, and also, real quick, last thing. I would just like a quick congratulations to me and you, and probably her, I guess.
Well, might
but
as
more,
well.
Mostly me and you. We, since, I think December 8th, since episode 123, if you guys remember, if you've been listening back that long, that was a Sunday show that was just me. It was the very first time I did a Jam Hole episode all by myself, and it was when we first got our cameras. Mm. And that was when my grandma was in town, and she bought this first camera, and then I bought another one for you. And that was the very first show we did on live video. From that point until right now, our all-time views for the jamhole.com/live video, 19,234. We've almost broke 20,000 views on the live
right.
show.
Right, in how many months?
Since December 8th.
Right.
So.
As I bump my mic.
Quick little pat on the back. All right. Jerk each other off. High fives.
Jerked
and
off.
Good. So, I totally forgot about this. A little marijuana policy project news. I just wanted to read a few quick things out of this. MPP.org, if you guys are interested in actual marijuana legislation, legalization, stuff like that.
Which you should be.
Which you should be if you're curious, you know, if you smoke weed or give a shit about that kind of stuff. A record 7.3 million people. 7.3 million people, okay?
Okay.
Or... easier terms to think of this in, one in every 31 American adults, you take 31 people, at least one of those people...
Well, adults, just adults.
Adults, right, okay. Were behind bars, on probation, or on parole at the start of last year, according to a new report from the Pew Center, on the state's Public Safety Performance Project. Out of these 7.3 million people... 2.3 million are actually in prison or jail. That's one in every 99 adults.
Wow.
Interesting.
For marijuana?
Sure. No, I don't know. I'm just reading the thing.
I thought it was for weed because that's
right.
what the
report also highlights how the U.S. criminal justice system inordinately penalizes people who are not white. Black adults are four times as likely as whites and nearly 2.5 times as likely as Hispanics to be under correctional control.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that's saying that cops are racist
or
if that's saying that black people like to just fuck shit up a little bit more than Mexicans and white people. I don't know.
Or they just get caught a lot easier.
Or that, perhaps.
But
I'm
guessing...
weird. Because they're darker, you think at night they'd get away
easier.
Well,
that's where they need to do it at night.
You need to commit crimes at night,
right?
Black
quit doing it during the day.
Listen up, white people during the day.
Right, leave the day crimes for the white people.
Maybe wait till dusk, perhaps from dusk till dawn,
perhaps,
but not 2 or 3 because those were awful.
2 or 3?
Have you seen that?
I've seen the first one.
Oh,
I like the first one.
I did too. Downhill from there, and I mean like fucking like more like a cliff drop off.
Drop
lemmings, my friend. Just awful shit.
Lemmings.
Holy fuck. While 1 in 30 men between the ages of 20 and 34, you and me and her, if she was a dude,
right,
is behind bars. The figure is 1 in 9 for black males in that age group.
Wow.
Now. Who in our nation's drug laws, who are our nation's drug laws, excuse my face, helping by locking up so many young black men or by forcing so many people into the criminal justice system? True drug addicts? Nonviolent drug offenders? Their families, perhaps? If you're outraged by these statistics,
I'm
fucking pissed! No, but seriously, like, that is some fucked up junk.
Yeah, God, that is so many, and those are all people that are just rotting
just
away.
Just cold chilling on a Sunday night, smoking a little weed.
Doing nothing.
Put your hands in the sky, up against the ground.
Spread your fucking shit.
Spread them. If you're outraged by these statistics as I am, and we are, and Rob Campia, the executive director of the MPP, is... please turn your anger into action by helping MPP restore some sense to our nation's laws by ending marijuana prohibition. With the help of our 26,000 dues-paying members, MPP has already achieved or funded significant progress, which as you've seen, by each state is slowly starting to get their own medical marijuana thing, which is the first step. Then
and some states are getting even better, like California is trying to legalize it for everyone right now.
Yeah, because of how shitty their economy is.
Right, and they make like $7 million a year just from weed.
Right, and it's amazing that I'm almost... Have you been... I don't know if you guys have been hearing this, but around here people are talking about that the price of cigarettes is supposed to go up to like $7, $8, $9, $10, even $11 by the end of April. And that's just another tax that Obama or whoever... whoever the fuck is enacting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm worried almost that because they're in such a deficit, we are so... Our economy hath forsaken us, to put it in the words of South Park's Wednesday night episode, ILoveTorrance.com, if you missed it. I'm worried that they're gonna legalize weed completely, right?
Right. For everyone.
They're gonna tax it a little bit. They're gonna look after about 6 months and be like, holy fucking Christ, we are just about out of debt. And I think by that point, I'm worried that the greed is going to take over and they're going to tax the shit out of it. And pretty soon,
we're going to go back to the same thing.
Well, no, if that happens, we're going to actually start paying more for weed than our $50 eighths, $100 quarters, 90 if you suck them off or whatever.
Right.
$300 ounces, $1,000 quops, I don't know, $2,000 half peas.
Yeah,
I'm worried that the government is going to get too greedy like they did with everything else, like they're starting to do with the cigarettes. I'm worried that they're going to just take it above and beyond what they need. And this money, they're going to get out of control with the... And they're saying $50 eighths in the chat. I'm saying this is fucking top-notch shit. Montana gets some good fucking purply-ass weed. Stinky.
All, and it's mostly medical.
The trichomes, it's mostly medical nowadays.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like good shit. Like shit, if you were in Florida, you'd be paying like $20 a fucking gram. So that's, I'm worried that the government is going to just take it way over the top and fucking just fuck us over.
26 says most cigarette tax increases are by states, not the feds.
Okay, then the state here in Montana is doing it. Because even...
Yeah, Berger said tobacco, wherever he is, went up $20 a bag.
What?
Wherever in Michigan or wherever Berger is, $20 a bag.
I think he was exaggerating. Are you for real?
Because
that's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
But, and I started smoking Valley Shags. Like, that's all I smoke now. Because... It was cheaper, and the more I started smoking it, the more I just can't stand the taste of normal cigarettes.
And that Burger was back... is serious, by the way.
Really? That's crazy, dude.
That is
but
bad.
This was back when Valley costs about $3.75 a bag, and I could, you know, that shit lasts me pretty much half a week, maybe a whole week if I'm not smoking a bunch. Now, it's getting over $5 now,
yeah.
And if it's going to keep going, it won't be as much as regular TaylorMade's, but it'll get up there.
Well, it'll still be more expensive.
So I'm worried that they're going to do the same thing with weed that they're doing for fucking... tobacco and alcohol. They're going to start taxing that even more just because they see, like, holy shit, this really is working. We really are making a shitload of fucking money.
Yeah.
Let's tax it even more. Let's tax it even more. And when that happens, we'll just go back to getting it illegally again, even though it's legal, and being like, if anyone says anything, we'll be like, no, I bought this from the store. I fucking swear. You know, get the fuck out of my house.
At least that'll
now.
Be... Yeah, because totally, because weed will be legal. So even if you do buy it from your buddy, they can't bust you.
Where's your receipt? I smoked it?
Yeah, I didn't have any papers, so I rolled with that.
Yeah, so it's good that they're starting to do this. It sucks that it takes the economy to get to such a shitty level for them to recognize that something needs to be done, and they're running out of options, so weed is still one of the options they haven't tapped yet.
Yeah.
It sucks that it had to get worse before it could get better, but obviously I guess that's
better
just how it
goes. Better now than never.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
but
at least they're finally doing something.
The more I think about it, and the more I see the cigarettes start to go up slowly, I'm worried that that's what they'll do. And if you know the government, they'll make it... It's not going to be your awesome chronic fucking weed that you're used to. The government's going to make it half-ass. They're going to grow it in big, giant fields run by fucking Mexicans.
Yep.
It's going to stink like cat piss ammonia. It's going to be the worst brownie frownie you've ever fucking smelled and
right.
smoked. But it's going to be the most expensive. brownie friend you've ever smelled and smoked.
Like, it's going to be just the most expensive weed in general.
It's going to be ridiculous. And I don't know.
I don't really think it'll get that bad. And if it
does... Don't underestimate greed and the government,
yeah, but
friend,
even if it does, it's going to take them a while to get it, to tax it the fuck
well,
up.
Well, yeah,
like
it'll
that.
Start out slowly,
right.
For sure.
So by that time, I won't care anymore, so...
Yeah, by that time, whatever, right?
Whatever. By that cares? Time, I'll just... You know, be shooting. All
right. Well, just something I wanted to bring up, and you guys just kind of keep an eye on that, and you'll watch it slowly start to happen. So, Braden, there comes a time in every man's life where he has to ask that question. You know what question I refer to?
I don't know what question.
Are you pure?
Pure.
How pure are you? How
like,
fresh are you?
Well, what? First of all, what do you consider pure?
Do you glow when the lights turn off?
Do I have a halo above my head?
Yes.
No, I don't.
No.
Definitely.
So this was sent in to us by Burger through the StumbleUpon. If you guys ever are using StumbleUpon, it's a great service. Add us as your friend and as your stumbling shit. If you find something interesting or something you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, you can send it to your friend. Pick the jam hole, Matt or Braden. He has one. And we'll get it. And when I go through the Stumble accounts, then we'll check it out. This is called... The Ultimate Purity Test 2.0. This is just a grip of questions. We're going to just blow right through these because I have an idea what the fucking answers are going to be. I just want you guys to kind of hear this. Ready? Lightning round. And?
Wait, who's reading?
I'm reading it. And
you're
going to tell me yes or no, then I'll tell you yes or no.
Okay.
Okay, ready? These are dating questions.
Okay.
Have you ever? And these are all have you ever. And I'm just going to go right through them. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Wait for it. And go. Kissed a friend or stranger on his, her hands, head, or neck as a friendly gesture.
Yes.
Yes. Held hands with someone.
Yes.
Yes. Had a date.
Yes.
Yes. Had a date which lasted past 1 a.m.
Yes.
Yes. Dated someone on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yes. Dated someone on a regular fuck me. Picked someone up.
Yes.
Yes. Been picked up.
Yes.
Yes. Gone steady.
Yes.
Yes. Rock steady. Bebop? Yes.
No.
Slow danced.
Yes.
Yes. Been told to slow down when making the moves on someone.
No.
Absolutely. Yet what?
No.
No one has... You date some sluts.
Well, no.
No one's ever been like, not tonight, or slow down, I want to take this slower.
No, because I'm better than that.
You're a fucking liar,
I'm
and that's
not.
Because you knocked him
not.
Out with chloroform, you son of a bitch.
It doesn't say anything about that in there.
Oh, you want to worry
it
about
didn't say I couldn't.
Verbal semantics.
Right.
She didn't say slow down because she was knocked the fuck out.
Right, it didn't say yes. She was awake.
Jesus Christ. Shared sleeping accommodations with someone without anything steamy happening.
Yes.
Yes. Given a back or neck rub or massage with no ulterior motive.
No.
No. Use tickling as a pickup, get to know you better routine.
No.
Yes. No?
No.
You've never, like, gone up to a girl and just
not to pick one up
and tickled not- them and been like, hey, my name's Matt, tickle, tickle, tickle.
No, I've never told him my name's Matt
you
before.
Do that, and then you hit him with the chloroform.
No, I'm saying I've never done that to pick a girl up. I mean, I've done that, of course.
But... After you've
right.
Slipped your dick
right.
In.
We've had, right, we had sex already.
Okay. Directly ask someone whom you were not going out with and had never gone out with if they were a virgin.
Yes.
I just automatically assume they never are, so I'm going to say no. Use physical strength, physical power, any physical prowess or prowessness as a factor in pickup. Get to know you better routine.
Yes.
I don't understand the question.
Secretly
lusted.
Say yes.
What?
I'm just saying yes. I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. I use physical. Have you ever overpowered a bitch because she wouldn't put out?
Yes.
You... Wow. Secretly lusted after someone without that person knowing, a.k.a. at their window, perhaps.
Wait, so,
yes.
A.k.a. have you stalked someone? Yes.
Yes. Drop subtle hints to someone whom you liked, loved, slash wanted, hoping that they would pick up on it.
Yes.
Yes. Written a love letter.
Yes.
Yes. And sent it.
Yes.
Yes. Listen to dirty jokes in mixed company.
Yes.
Yes. Told dirty jokes in mixed company.
Yes.
Yes. Discuss masturbation. Parenthesis A. Bringing up the topic of masturbation during purity testing does not cut it as discussing masturbation.
Yes.
Does it count when you're like, here, put your finger here?
Yeah.
Yes. Shared filthy sex in public.
Wait, you mean stories?
Oh, my bad. Shared filthy sex stories in public.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Administered slash written any version of the purity test.
No.
No. Taken purity tests of any other versions more than 5 times.
No.
No. Lied on any previous purity tests.
No.
No. Added up. And moving on.
All right, don't give a fuck.
Okay, I need to look at this. I didn't even read this. If you score under 40% on this test, you are one sick bastard. So, do you get points for yes, or do you get points
no? I don't understand how this point system works.
Okay, well, I hope you guys in the chat need to be keeping track of this. So,
is it bad if I just...
They're still talking about tobacco tax and weed. Okay, guys,
listening to this show?
I know, we could have had a chat room and saved, like, over $2,000 on equipment if all you guys wanted to do was hang out and talk.
Right.
Like, we could have done that in IRC, like, years ago. Okay, so I doubt anyone added up that one. Okay, right. Let's keep track, because I'm interested to see what we score. The next category, self-loving. Have you ever? Ready?
Yes.
Wait for it. The first question is, ready?
Right.
Right, yes. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yes.
No, just kidding. Had an arousing dream, wet dreams and the like.
Yes.
Yes. Had an arousing dream that led to climax during sleep.
Not during sleep.
What?
Not while I was asleep.
You've never woken up with cum on your shit?
No, I woke up from that, but I didn't in my sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yes for me, no for you.
That feeling makes me wake up. And then
really?
I'm awake, oh God, that's good.
Oh, I always do it, and then I wake up still doing it.
Really?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. Been sexually aroused?
No.
No. The jokes. Yes. Oh, sweet setup.
I'm sexually aroused right now.
Fucking A. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the jam hole. Verbally expressed obscenities, uttered, yelled, muttered, etc.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes. Sexually fantasized about an instructor, mentor, someone who is superior to you.
Yes.
When I find someone superior to me, then probably. Sexually, yes. Sexually fantasized about your lawyer, doctor, nurse, psychiatrist, or someone with whom you are having a professional relationship.
No.
Doctor.
I don't think I have.
I've had some hot fucking nurses.
Nurses I've had are just old.
Well, anyone in a profession, anyone at work, anyone in a professional relationship. See, you've never had jobs, really. So I'm going to say yes. You're going to say probably when it happens.
Right.
Right. You've never fantasized about Michelle?
No.
She's hot.
No, I'm
for
good.
An older chick.
I'm good.
For Chris's wife, she's hot.
I can't even think of her in that way.
You're going to now.
Fuck
you're
you.
Welcome. Sexually fantasized about someone you know personally, but not closely.
Yes.
Yes. Sexually fantasized. Fantasized about a fictitious character. Hello, Mr. Potter. What?
Like Harry Potter?
Or, I'm thinking Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh.
Right. Okay, I was like, was not hot at all.
I don't think I've ever fantasized about that.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never been like, oh man, what's that chick's name in Naruto? Not Sasuke. He was the
I don't know. I never watched.
You never watched her? Okay. Well, no anime chicks or that chick in the Sixth or not the Sixth Sense, but the other movie, Bruce Willis and the weird time capsule. Chick.
Oh wait, are we counting actual? Are we counting actual movies too?
Any kind of fictitious character?
Oh well, then yes.
Yes,
especially that fucking chick.
I know.
Holy God.
I know, right? Burger sent another thing. It was like some costume site with all these hot chicks in these hot ass costumes. I'm like, Jesus, man, that is hot.
Staying home from work
today. I know.
Today.
Danny came over and she's like, "Damn, that is hot." And I'm like, "I know." Thanks, Burger.
All right.
All right, sexually fantasized about anyone and masturbated at the same time.
Yes.
Yes, fuck yes. Read pornographic periodicals.
Yes.
Yes, bought pornographic materials. Not had a friend buy it for you. You brought it up to the counter and paid the cash, or had it sent to your house.
No.
Or downloaded the movie off the internet.
Well, that I'd done.
Yes.
Yes.
Read sexually explicit literature.
Yes.
Yes. Gone skinny dipping alone.
No.
Yes. Really?
Not alone.
Never?
No.
You've never been by yourself up at Hot Springs and just, like, been, like, no one around fucking naked?
How many
times?
Hmm. Let's count the number of times I went to Hot Springs.
Well, just... Smart ass. I used to do that a lot when I was traveling because I was always by myself.
Yeah.
So I'd go into the pool at night and I'd be like, huh, naked, fucking drop everything. Obviously,
yeah, never,
no drawers, but no. Drop my pants and I'm in. And,
not and, by myself. I have skinny
okay,
dip.
Okay, well,
not
no
by myself.
For you, yes for me. Made obscene phone calls.
Yes.
Fuck yes. Phoned up any recorded phone sex numbers. This includes answering machines with phone sex material.
I don't think so.
Does it count if you used to jerk it to the phone sex ads on late night television?
Yes.
Yes, then. Yes, absolutely.
You
for
know,
you?
Fuck, probably.
Fuck, probably.
I think there's been a couple times.
Absolutely. Had live phone sex.
Well, not with, like, an operator, but with a girlfriend, yes.
Not with, like, a real person.
No.
But
well, they make it sound one that you pay for.
I like to call up my fucking bank.
Yeah.
And I get the automated chick on. Sometimes Google
right.
411. I'll call up Google 411. He's like, city, state. I'm like, fuck.
And
yeah.
Then right at the part where they say, oh, the bank, thousands of dollars, I fucking
I'm like, jizzed in my pants. masturbate to orgasm while on the phone, but while the other person was not actually aware of it.
No.
Yes. Had cyber sex.
No.
Yes.
Wait, you've had
really?
Cyber
you've
sex?
You've never had...
I've had phone sex.
Whoa.
But I haven't had cyber sex.
You've never
sex.
Done the old one-hand type... Really?
No.
Well,
that seems
I've,
so much
see,
less...
I've been on the internet longer than you, and before there was all this other stuff.
Right.
So maybe that's my
Yeah,
bad.
I've always had porn...
Right, see,
internet.
I never there. I didn't always have porn.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you had to find a fucking whore and just, you know, type with one hand.
Wait, did you do that
That's
after
I,
porn was available, though?
No, this
okay.
was before porn was available,
okay.
after the phone sex ads on television. Jesus Christ.
Dude, some of those are pretty hot.
Fucking A.
Those-
Are you feeling horny?
Fucking A.
Call 1-800-BIG-WET-SHIT.
1-800-WET-SHIT.
That's how I can text so fast on my phone with just my one hand.
Right.
All right, right. Masturbated.
Yes.
Yes. Masturbated to orgasm.
Yes.
Is there any other kind?
I don't masturbate just for fun.
That's like going to work and being like, hey, you keep the paycheck
right.
this week.
I
just here
work.
To work.
Yeah.
Exactly. Masturbate to orgasm at least 5 times in one 24-hour period.
At least 20 times.
At least. Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Masturbate to orgasm on a fairly regular basis of no less than once a fortnight.
Yes.
What's a fortnight?
I don't know, but yes.
Yes. Masturbate to orgasm where you could have been discovered in crowd, in public, gym, dorm, barracks, showers, movie theater, etc.
Yes.
Yes. Masturbate to orgasm out in the wild or in nature with no nearby civilization.
No.
A.K.A. Kalispell, Montana?
Well, yeah.
Fuck yes.
In the middle of Kalispell, I've jerked it.
You've never gone outside at, like, your mom's house and went over to the fucking school you live by and just sat on the slide or the swing set and just been like, I'm gonna jerk it.
No, but I have
really?
Had sex on the slide at the school.
I used to go up into my mom. We have still 10 acres up where my mom lives. And, you
yeah.
know, sometimes I go up there by myself and find a nice tree stump to hump on and sit down and jerk one out. I dig up my old buried Playboys and fucking.
Yeah, see, that's the thing why I'd never do that. I don't have any porn.
Oh, okay. Well, close your eyes and imagine,
well,
my
that's,
friend.
I have no imagination
okay,
anymore.
Masturbate to orgasm while reading either pornographic or sexually explicit materials?
No.
No. Yes? Really? You've
not
never
while
jerked
reading.
It looking at porn?
Well, not reading it. I mean, pictures and shit, yeah.
Well,
but
then,
you don't
yes.
read pictures.
Pornographic or sexually explicit materials. Is reading the same or different than looking at?
Yeah, I think
this
they mean
dumb.
Like reading.
I think they ran out of questions.
I don't know.
Okay. Masturbate to orgasm while driving a land vehicle.
No, I've
yes,
never.
Yes, holla.
Wow.
Work truck.
But while driving?
Well,
like
I
just...
started to, and then I pulled over and finished.
Oh.
But
okay.
yeah,
the
initial masturbation was while driving. I'm going to take a yes on that one.
I've gotten roadhead before. Does that count?
Are you masturbating?
No, but...
Was her hand on your cock?
No, it's her mouth.
Well, then no. Masturbate to orgasm while in a bathroom of the opposite sex?
No.
No. Masturbate to orgasm while watching an R or X-rated show.
Yes.
Yes. Masturbate to straight pornography.
Yes.
Yes. Masturbate to gay pornography.
No.
No. Masturbate
to... What?
You have to look once. Shut up.
Did you... didn't have to masturbate
I
to
didn't
it.
Say I came. I just was jerking it, and maybe and a like, gay picture this? Came up, and I'm like, next?
Whatever.
Fuck you. Masturbate to transvestite pornography.
No.
Masturbate to bondage porn.
Yes.
I'm curious. Fuck you.
I've looked at it. I didn't jerk off to it.
Well, I was in the process of jerking off, and I didn't know what tranny meant at the time, and
gotcha.
That was the first and only time. Thank you very much.
We're learning a lot of new things about each other.
I know. I love you. Good thing she's asleep.
Too.
Holy
she
Christ.
Ain't asleep.
I know. She's laughing. Masturbate to bondage porn.
Yes.
Yes. Masturbate to erotica.
Or what's the difference between that and
I
porn?
I think that's more like the soft core, like real soft.
Like making like, love, not fucking her.
What's that one site? I want to say it's like 27 dots something, but it's all that kind of stuff.
Probably, yes.
Really beautiful and really well done and really soft.
Right, more artsy kind of.
Yeah, artsy stuff. It's
okay.
Exactly like that.
Yes.
I think that's what erotica is.
Yes.
Okay, then yes. Masturbate to a non-pornographic book like the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition or pictures of topless natives and National Geographic.
JCPenney Kellogg.
Yes. masturbate to a non-pornographic video with no naked people in it like your favorite star during a television interview.
Yes.
Yes. I used to jerk it to newscasts. Because it was the only thing.
Are hot.
It was the only thing on, and I'd get their picture in my head, and then I'd strip them down.
Well,
and
they
them.
Always make the newscaster chicks hot.
Well,
like,
they have to be. Would the male species listen to a chick talking about whatever the fuck
whatever.
If she was not hot?
Well, no.
No.
And that's the only thing about it is the
exactly.
sex appeal.
That's why they do it.
Right.
Have you ever masturbated to some form of animation? Heavy metal, How I Love Thee. Hey.
What?
Heavy metal, the anime kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Been to a peep show?
No.
No. Been to a private showing of a pornographic movie?
No.
Does private showing include me and my computer screen?
Wait.
Then
yes.
Yes. You're taking a
yes
on that. Okay.
Yes.
Been to a public showing of a pornographic movie,
no.
i.e. all your bros come over and you're jerking each other off.
Oh, I think they mean like going to a
right.
porn theater or something.
We don't have those here.
Yeah, no.
And I was too young for
I wouldn't
that
even
California.
Go to one of those.
I'm going to say no, but yes after our New York trip.
Okay, yes.
You're going. Me and you, bro.
We're sitting right next to
each
other.
We'll do a little fucking quick jam hole episode update while we're in there. Like, we're jerking it right now.
I'll Twitter it. Matt and I are jerking in the theater.
Going in. I think Matt just touched my balls.
Oh, wait. No, it was me. I was Paul the Stranger.
Walked around in your dwelling in the nude.
Yes.
Yes. Bought a sexual toy for the purpose of masturbation.
No.
No. Owned any erotic art pieces.
No,
I've
not art.
I've made some.
Not...
Do you count all the pictures of my naked ex-girlfriends I have? Because then yes. And I'll
well,
show those to you after the show, so yes for you also.
Okay.
You don't own them, but I will sell them to you at a discount price, bro.
Thanks,
everything
bro.
Must go. Complete liquidation sale.
Close out sale.
All Matt's naked girlfriend ex pictures. Okay. Sculpted, erotic, obscene artworks in food.
Wait, what?
Have you ever made your mashed potatoes into boobs?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Eaten any erotic food items, chocolate tits, banana dicks, etc.
Uh-uh.
You've never...
I've never had
eaten
any...
the mashed potatoes that were in the form of boobs?
Well, yeah,
well,
but
then
it's...
yes.
Okay.
Sculpted erotic obscene artworks in soap, wood, or any other carvable material.
Yes.
Not food, yes. Inserted your finger into your rectum.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah! Woo! I knew it, you fucking faggot.
You're a faggot.
Jesus. Go to sleep! Been to a strip club.
Yes.
Yes. Paid for a lap dance.
No.
No. Gotten a happy ending from the lap dance.
No.
No. Taking the stripper home at the end of the evening.
Yes, no.
No,
but you
but
can't
I...
do that if you didn't go to the strip club. Though.
Right. No, but I dated a stripper once.
Right. And I said yes because I would.
For one night.
For one night.
Right.
Right. That's called a one-night stand.
Right. It was in Las Vegas. She worked at Cheetah's. No
oh,
big deal.
And she cost $500.
Right. No. What? No, she didn't. It was free.
Oh.
She thought I was cute.
Gotcha.
This was back when I was fat. Bought a...
Jesus.
Bought a lap dance for someone else just to watch the look on their face.
No.
No. Bought physical pornographic materials. Playboy counts.
Never bought any.
Never bought it. Search for pornography online.
Yes. Not that I really
bear,
have to look far.
There's a bear shit in the woods. Bears to the front. Bought access to online pornographic materials.
No.
No, I would just Google the site, hack the fucking user code in your...
Or I'd just go to all the many forums that have hacked user accounts.
Performed oral sex on yourself. Parenthesis. Yes, this is possible, though much tougher for women.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to have to say no.
Try again, but fail. At first you don't succeed, fuck.
Until you break your back.
Installed a program on your computer for the express purpose of viewing porn.
No, why would
That wasn't why you initially installed SLC Codec Pack.
Oh, well.
That's why. I guess
that counts.
And then it just happened to play all the other movies.
Right.
Jesus. Had someone else find your porno stash.
No.
Yes. Sent samples of your porno stash to someone else.
Yes.
Yes. Watched a hentai video.
Yes.
Yes. Owned a hentai video.
Yes.
Once you downloaded
it. Well, yeah, I downloaded it. Yeah.
Do you have over 20 pictures of porn on your hard drive right now?
Yes.
Check the history. Yes. Do you have over 20 megabytes of porn on your hard drive right now?
20 megabytes?
That's
nothing.
I have an extensive scat porn
folder,
bro.
Dude, one porn video is more than 20 megabytes.
Right.
It's like a gig.
Right.
So, yes.
Yes. Do you have over 200 megs of porn on your hard drive?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have at least one book or magazine of erotica porn in your house right now?
No.
E-books count. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you have at least 20 books or magazines of erotica porno in your house right now?
No.
Yes. Really?
I don't have 20.
You don't have all the Playboys since they were fucking made?
No.
On PDF? Really?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to give that to you. You do now. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Do you have at least 200 books or magazines? I will give them to you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Shameless. Are you guys still into this? Because this
I don't know.
Keeps going. Is
That's
this
fine.
Fun?
We can do this.
Okay, we'll keep going. We're almost done with it, so we might as well finish it.
Cool.
Okay. This is shamelessness. Ready?
Okay.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping in mixed company?
Yes.
Yes. Exaggerate any sexual experiences?
Yes.
It's this big, I swear. Yes. Claimed in public to be the best, or at least really good, at a particular sex act?
No.
No. Bought birth control devices?
No.
You've never
bought
a condom?
Condoms. Yeah, condoms. Yes. I didn't think about it.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Bought birth control devices with friends present that were not your lovers?
Right.
Like me and you went,
yes.
I'm like, hey, hold on.
I need some condoms.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
No, for me. Or, well, if the girl, yeah, see, the girl doesn't count, then no,
right.
for me.
Huh.
Gotten a hickey.
Yes.
Yes. And showed it off the next day.
Well, I can't really
It wasn't my fault.
I didn't show it off. It was just fucking there.
She made my neck purple. I made her
I don't
blonde.
Go, hey, look at my sweet hickey.
Yeah, no, I tried to hide it.
Yeah.
Even when I was younger, I was always like
just
that.
People are always like, oh, you can take my
get
vacuum.
A fight with vacuum.
Fuck.
Bot. Hold on. Stuffed your bra if you are female, or stuffed your pants if you are male. You ever stuffed your bra?
Yes.
Yes. Episode.
Times.
What was that?
It's a few
couple
episodes
weeks ago. You'll see it.
Yeah.
And ever stuff your pants?
No.
No. Intentionally dressed in revealing clothes.
What? I don't really have any.
Yeah.
I mean, other than being
more,
naked.
That's more for
pretty
chicks,
much.
I
yeah.
think. Yeah. So just, no.
No.
No. No. Been paid for modeling services of any kind?
No.
No. Walked around in public, or walked around in a public or semi-public area with a top, but no bottoms.
That's another girl one, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't wear underwear, so I don't walk around
Yeah, but
in my
you still
underwear.
Have pants.
Right. One time when me and my ex-girlfriend a long time ago were at this hotel, I bet her, I was like, I bet you, we were playing a game or something. I'm like, go out to the Coke machine totally naked. It's like 3 in the morning. Get us a couple sodas. She fucking does it. As she's coming back, I see across the way fucking curtains. Like,
yes.
It was so Whoa. Funny. And then I locked the door on her just for a couple minutes. She was like, you mother... It was so
That's
funny.
Awesome. Right. Everyone's like, what's this noise out here?
I know. Hey, what's going on around here? Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Quit screwing around.
Strip naked for someone.
Yes.
Yes. And done a sexy dance for them?
Yes.
Fuck yes. Streak, flash, or otherwise partially or totally expose yourself in public before or after an informal, unofficial gathering of people.
I don't think so.
Yes. More than once.
Well, no, not even once.
Okay, yes. More than 10 times.
No.
No. More than 50 times.
No.
No. Flash someone at a concert.
No. Who would I... Here, flash your right eye.
Is this a concert?
Yeah.
No, that's
no.
more for girls. I think.
Yeah,
gotten beads at New Orleans or
no.
some other suitable. No,
never
been
there.
There.
Yeah.
I've been there, not during Mardi Gras. Flashed a trucker.
No,
I mooned him. Does that
or
count?
Encouraged someone who did flash? Yes,
yes. Streaked, flashed, or otherwise partially or totally exposed yourself in public in front of a formal official gathering of people. Did I just read that?
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
Well, no, I haven't.
Yes, I used to bite nude down Main Street. Does that count?
Really? Did you?
Yeah, it was just something we did for fun. Me and Bob used to sit on the porch naked just for fun.
That's awesome.
No gay stuff.
Right, just two bros.
Yeah, no, it was the thing. We were like porch monkeys, and my dad had this porch on it, so we built this table, got cloth for it, moved a chair, couch out there, and the whole summer we fucking just chilled on
just
that
naked?
Porch. That was when we were making gesture sticks and stuff, just chilling. And then at night, it was hot, so we'd always just be like, I'm going to get naked. We just sit there naked. And then that led to, hey, ride your bike down the street naked.
Right.
Like, we were young and just dumb and hanging out and bored as fuck.
Yeah.
Right. It was either that or drive through people's lawns. Right. where are we?
I don't know.
Committed a sexual act involving the genitalia before an informal gathering of people. Have you ever jerked off before a party?
No. Wait, before? What do you mean?
Like in front? I'm going to a party, I better jerk it.
No.
Okay, yes.
I expect to get laid at the party, so.
Okay. Been paid to strip?
No.
No. Been photographed nude?
Yes.
Yes. Been photographed nude and had those pictures posted to the internet?
No.
Not yet. Been photographed having sex and had those pictures posted on the internet?
No.
Not yet. Without your face hidden or blurred so people couldn't recognize you?
No.
Not yet. Sent nude pictures in to be processed by a third party.
No.
That was before digital cameras,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah, never done
right.
that.
No. Or actually, yes, I have.
Really?
Not pictures of me, but I've sent the pictures I took,
right.
And I might have happened to have been in. Okay. Had anyone, to the best of your knowledge, masturbate to a nude picture of you? Every fucking day.
Maybe.
Probably. Had anyone, or sent nude photos to a pornographic website that publishes amateur models?
No.
No. Had anyone, to the best of your knowledge, pay to view nude photos of you?
No.
No. Received gifts of a sort in exchange for flashing your breasts, ass, titties, genitalia, anything like that? Mm. Wish list count, anything?
No.
Does this jam hole count?
No. Yeah, I guess if we flash
if
now.
If she was here, that would be yes,
well,
but yeah, so
yeah.
far, no. Given a full-fledged webcam show, including dancing and at least partial stripping.
No.
And the lingerie show?
Oh, that counts.
Yes, that
yes,
counts, my
yes.
friend.
Okay.
Been in a circle jerk.
No.
No. Had sex in public.
Yes.
Yes.
In a public place, but there was no people.
But it's public.
Right.
Yes. Been caught having sex in public.
No.
Yes. Had sex at a party behind a closed door.
Yes.
Yes. While other people knew you were having sex.
Yes.
Yes. And they walked in.
Yes.
Yes. Had sex in a public area where strangers could catch you.
Well, no.
Where they could.
Yeah, where
yes.
they could, yes.
And been caught.
No.
Yes. And specifically went out of your way to get caught.
No.
No. I wasn't planning on getting caught.
I don't
it
really
just
care.
Seemed like a good place to park at the time. Had sex at your place of employment.
No.
Yes. During working hours. Yeah.
No.
No? Yes?
No.
You
said yes.
Yes. Masturbate with someone watching you but not participating.
Not really, no.
Yes. Had
kind
sex
of.
With someone watching you but not participating.
Yes.
Had sex with someone watching... Oh, like
someone else was watching
part.
You have
right.
sex.
Yes. Started a game of strip poker.
Yes.
Yes. Written erotica.
No.
No. Written erotica and had it published. Well,
no
and then no.
Yeah.
Bought sexual toys with friends present.
No.
No. I
you said no to buying sexual toys.
Right, she was doing... Right, okay, so yeah, no. Run a pornographic site of any kind.
No.
Yes, made...
Wait, what? All of mind orgy counts.
Right, yes. Made money off of it? No.
No.
Mooned or goosed someone. I don't know what goosed is, but I've mooned.
Yes, I've mooned.
Made an ex or R-rated snowman or snowwoman.
Yes.
Yes. Shaved your pubic hair.
Yes.
Yes. On a fairly regular basis.
Yes.
Yes. Gone about your daily routines with a sexual device attached / inserted into you.
No.
You know. Had surgery of any sort designed to improve your sexual attractiveness.
No.
Braden.
Doesn't look like I have the money for that.
That is not your fucking nose. You liar.
Well, that doesn't count. Fuck you.
No. Add it up. Is anyone keeping track of
no,
this?
No, well, both of us have... Oh, sex drive questions.
Right.
Straightness. Oh, we got to do the straightness and the gayness ones.
Do you want to skip the sex drive? This is...
Well, there's so many.
You know what? I'm almost done with this.
Can we just
this
do this?
So, what's the...
We're at an hour.
Let's skip to fucking sick, and then we'll call it good.
Fucking
that's the last
sick?
One. Have you ever entered a bathroom of the opposite sex while you were not accompanied by someone of the opposite sex and were not involved in a search and or rescue mission at the time?
Yes.
Yes. Tasted your own orgasmic liquids?
No.
Yes. Had sex while... You've never done that. You're
no,
a fucking
liar. I seriously have not.
You've never just been like, huh, does it taste like bleach too?
No, I have not. I really don't care that much.
You're a liar.
Dude, I didn't lie about the finger in the ass. I'm not going to lie about this.
That's funny because I did, you faggot.
Whatever. You're the one that actually likes
know,
the
I'm
finger
kidding.
In the butt.
Shut up.
I was just trying.
Had sex while either of you or your partner, but not both, were under the age of consent for the state you were in.
Yes.
Yes, urinated on someone else intentionally.
No.
Yes, been urinated
Wait,
on intentionally.
Excuse me?
What?
When, you gotta tell me when that was.
Well, in the shower. It was a long time ago.
Wait, you just pissed just right on her?
What? Well, yeah, it's
and
in
the
shower.
And then just the other week.
Well, fuck. Whatever. Defecated on someone else intentionally.
No.
No, I'm not into
Never.
Poop. Been defecated on.
No.
No. Not, well, I poop on myself. But that wasn't intentional.
Well, I
so,
got, I've no. got, I didn't poop on myself, but I did get poop on me.
Right, but not intentional.
No.
Right. Receive money or some favor in exchange for sexual activities.
No.
No. Had sexual intercourse with a religious officiary, priest, nun, mother superior, cardinal, pope, etc.
No.
Does the buddy Christ count?
Yes.
Then yes.
Wait, you had sex with that thing?
Well, with him watching.
Oh, I guess that helps.
I rubbed his finger on my dick, but I did not like
you
it.
You put his finger in your asshole, don't lie. More like his whole arm.
Oh, we should not be doing this. Practice bestiality.
No.
Avec les animaux.
What?
With the animals. That's French.
Oh.
Practice trans.
Hey, whoa, have you?
What? No.
You
when I was
not.
A kid, fuck off.
Wait, tell me. Tell me.
There was, it was better. Shut up. Sleep. It was better than the couch. It was when I was a kid. And,
well, yeah, I knew it was when you were a kid, but I still want to hear about
nice
it.
Nice and furry, and it felt good to hump.
Wait.
Not me. In, but on top
Wait,
of.
The cat or dog?
A dog.
Oh.
Right.
Just its back.
Moving on.
Its stomach.
Just like riding it around.
You just, you know, you just grab the dog, and you know how its stomach's down here? You just fold that shit and wrap it up.
Whoa.
It's like a pillow.
Really?
Well, I could just, it's obvious how you would.
Yes, for him. Also.
Whatever.
Practice transvestism.
Transvestism? No.
No.
What's transvestism?
If you don't,
transvestite
if you have to
something.
Ask, you'll never know. In public, no more than five times. No.
No.
Ever have to go to the hospital to have something removed from your rectum?
No.
No. Practice sadism.
Sadism?
You like to? A sadist likes to hurt others.
Oh well, I haven't practiced it, but I have done that.
Yes. Practice masochism. That's the one you like to receive pain.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, I have scratch back count? No.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Practice coccrophilia. Marked interest in excrement.
No.
Okay,
Yeah, no.
That's gross. Practice frauderism. Masturbation by rubbing against another person. That's like dry humping.
Yeah.
Right, then yes.
Yes.
Practice klismaphilia, a dependency on being given an enema?
No.
No. Practice necrophilia?
No.
No. Practice mysophilia? Soiled or filthy, such as sweaty underwear, used menstrual pads?
No.
Yes. Scrotophilia?
Wait, you had...
Well, no, but like when they're dirty and sweaty, like sport fucking, I guess is what I would equate that to. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, wait, no, if you have sex with them on
like,
the period...
Like, I just got that. Off work... And I'm on the rag, and she's like, I want to take a shower first. I'm like, uh-uh.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Right. Urophilia. Responsive to the smell or taste of urine. No.
No.
Practice blood play. Cutting flesh, drinking the blood.
No.
Yes. Been a furry.
Wait, you, like, drank it, too?
Well, licked it.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah, but
I'm not talking
cut.
About your pouring glasses in.
Yeah, but
you know.
Cut them so you could, like, do that? That's weird.
Once.
That's weird.
I was a young kid.
That's weird, dude. That's where I draw the line.
This is what... You know what? I can't do this show with you anymore.
You know, I gotta go, guys. Sorry. You know what? The finger in the ass is fine. You fuck the dog when your kid's fine. Just no
Whoa,
emo
dude.
Shit.
Don't ever say finger in the ass while I'm taking a drink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That almost hurt.
I usually don't say finger in the ass ever, but, you know...
We'll make an exception for
today's
this
a difference. It's an unusual
okay,
day.
Dressed up in a furry costume for purposes of attracting other furries.
No. But if I had a furry costume, I would probably
wear it. I
would
for sure do it. Dude,
just for fun.
I'd go to New York. I'll go to Keith's stand-up show dressed up in full furry gear.
Fucking A.
Been a plushie. Someone who has sex with stuffed animals.
No.
When I was a kid.
Just pillow.
That's just humping stuff, though. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that counts. Had a shoe fetish.
Shoe fetish? Like having sex
like
with
pumps,
shoes?
Like when chicks wear their high heels and they like stomp on my face or some shit. Yeah, no. Had a foot fetish to any degree.
I don't like feet.
Yes.
I really don't.
Had it, really? I really like feet.
Really?
Had a, it, they have to be clean and nice, though.
Well, yeah.
And showered, but yeah.
But even nice
you know,
feet,
hell
I don't care
yeah,
for.
Lick toes?
Actually, I just spilt the salvia on the table.
Nice. It's cool.
It's cool, too.
So, no foot fetish?
No foot
okay,
fetish.
Okay, yes. Had a hypno fetish, getting off on the idea of being hypnotized people in sexual situations.
No, but I have watched hypno
no, but
porn.
That sounds like something interesting.
I have watched
so
porn
maybe
where supposedly that they're, you know, hypnotizing the girls, and then they go under, and then they fuck them while they're under.
Well, I
but
don't
it's
think
fake,
that's,
I'm
that's
sure
like rape porn. It's not real
yeah
unless
well
it
yeah
comes from my own personal collection.
Right.
Right. Had other major fetish, been turned on by a non-sexual object like a refrigerator or a coat hanger that you have masturbated to pictures of it that contain no sexual content.
No?
No.
That's stupid. Why
you're
would you do
idiot
that? Those are like the people that
the
fall
Eiffel Tower
yeah, the,
people
that, kind
that
of
marry
thing.
Yeah, that's dumb. You're dumb.
You're, go fuck yourself if you're like that.
Been a Gorian. Someone who... Whoa, that was not a joke. Sorry, just trying to get some stuff together.
I don't lighter know where the lighter is.
Black bag. Okay, so... Sorry, guys. Wait for him to sit back down again.
I'm here.
Are we still following, keeping track?
Here? I don't know where
fantastic
I am.
Fantastic. Oh, Shazab's here.
Oh,
she's
hey
perfect for this. Fantastic.
Catch.
We missed you the last couple shows. Okay.
All right.
And back to the page. Okay. Ben Agorian.
And that
someone
is
who follows a strict male master female slave relationship as outlined in John Norman's Gore books.
No. I don't. So, oh, so that's like having a, like a slave master type thing, like the bondage thing where they have, God, what do they call
but
them?
But it's a specific one to this guy's books.
Really? So
yeah,
it's not
John Norman Gore.
Oh.
Or John Norman's Gore books.
Right.
Okay, no. No?
No.
No. Owned a collection of underwear, not originally your own.
Not a collection, but
well,
I mean,
I've kept a few here and there
yeah
from
I've had,
chicks. And,
right, but
right
it's not
so
a
yes
collection. Okay, yeah.
Worn fine lingerie.
Yes.
That one of us said, damn it!
Fuck! That wasn't
bad. I knew that was going to come back to bite us in our tight little asses. Been a voyeur.
A voyeur?
Voyeurism, watching people.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I haven't been one.
Getting aroused by to the risk of being caught while illicitly peering at another person or couple undressing or engaged in sexual activity.
Maybe.
Yes. Videotape. Wait, this is fiction, right? Yes.
Right, yes.
Videotape someone in a compromising position without their awareness. Total voyeurism, a.k.a. our camera in the bathroom.
Right, so yes.
Been involved in a threesome, a menage a trois, with two males and a female.
Yes.
Yes. More than once?
No.
No. More than five times?
No.
Where the two men perform sexual activities on each other?
No.
No. I can safely say that. He
me too.
Know.
Safe.
The one time, and
just,
it was not.
Just the high five was as gay as a guy.
I know. Does that count?
No, I don't think
did
so
you high five with your balls?
No.
No.
Did you play swords afterwards?
No.
Okay.
Been involved, but I did take a dump on his chest. Is that?
That's kind of... Wait, that goes back to that other one.
Shame, right.
Fuck.
Shame on
your shame.
Been involved in a threesome with two females and a male.
No.
No.
I wish.
Oh, I wish.
One of these days.
What would you do with $1 million? Two
other
chicks
than have sex with two
same
chicks? So what would you do if you had $1 million? You mean other than two chicks at
oh
the same time?
Fuck.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's awesome.
I love that.
Been involved in a double penetration wherein two men have anal and vaginal sex simultaneously with a woman?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that was the one time I you know, one person.
You guys were both on the same end?
Not on the same hole. We
well,
were
obviously.
In different ones.
Wow. Did you have the ass or the vey?
The vey.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah,
who
bad
had the ass? Who was it?
I'm not telling.
Tell me, who was
that
it?
No.
This show will not,
not
move forward
you
until
don't need
I
to know.
Do I know him?
No, you don't.
You're a fucking liar.
It was a while ago.
If I don't know him, then why wouldn't you just be like, it's this person?
Because it's confidential.
I'd be like, I don't know that, really. Like, this will never leave this room kind of thing. Like, especially not onto an internet radio show.
Like, for the fact that it was supposed to be a thing where we both agreed that no one would ever know that we both fucked a chick together.
Especially that she took it in the ass.
Right.
Was it, do I know who the girl was?
Maybe.
Yeah, holla! She's a member of the jamble.com/forums. She's so awesome. We need to get her back on the show. I would love to see her and Danny just go to town. And then Danny, like, be the fucking dominant and her be all submissive. Actually, I would like to see it the other way around.
What do you mean?
Where her, whoa, where she is the dominant and Danny's the submissive. All, like...
God.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That would be hot.
That would... I know!
That would be my first four-way.
That would be my first pre-cub ejaculation.
Yeah. With Matt next to me, okay. Both of our dicks... Okay.
Let's get done with this.
Right.
I'm getting hard on. Engaged in sexual activities with a person and his or her parent.
No.
Yes, engaged in sexual activities.
Wait, whoa.
In Las Vegas, I told
Who's
you about
parent?
That chick, and then her mom was like 40-something,
oh,
she was
yeah.
hot, and
yeah.
then, right. Okay.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Shazam says, Matt, I am available for dates.
Fucking A. are you coming to New York? You made me lose my spot. Okay,
right.
Engaged in sexual activities, necking or petting with the person and his or her sibling will count it if you were actually the sibling.
You're Wait.
Fucked your brother?
No.
No.
Wait, so you were... I don't understand.
With a person and then their brother or sister.
The person
or
that you're...
with your brother or sister.
No.
Been involved in a gangbang where several men, at least three, mount one woman, a.k.a. ran a train.
No.
Not yet. Wait for New York.
Right.
Been involved in a reverse gangbang where... is that such a thing?
I don't know.
Where several women, at least three, mount one man... Check it off and then email me, all right? You lucky bastard. That's so funny. Whoever wrote this is like, yeah. If you've done this, fucking email me.
Yeah, I want to know. How does that work? Do they have to be like squirters or whatever and they just do that over you? Because that
I
would not enjoy.
Are they wearing the dildos? Because it says mount one man. Like,
wait,
mount or...
But running a train, is this where you...
You all just fucking just jump in like Fumbalaya,
right.
And you try to recover the ball, basically.
Right, basically.
Right. Been involved in a 69 circle.
A circle?
Like a yin-yang? I don't understand
no.
that. Shazam, what's a 69 circle?
Right,
thing?
And have you
she
been
She needs
in
to
one?
Just be on the line, so whenever
just
we're
always.
Like, what's that? She can be like, oh, actually, that's where you do this and this and this. We're like, oh, thank you, Shazam. Moving on.
Our sex expert. Our sexpert?
She is, pretty much. At this point, I believe she has had more sex than me, and she is
probably
in the
probably everyone in this house.
Probably.
Everyone in this whole complex.
Right. Participate in a heterosexual orgy. Oh, hi, call.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Caller?
Okay,
hey, guess who it is?
Hey, Shazam, what's a...
I don't know what a 69 circle is. I certainly have never done it.
Really?
Well, now
you know, it sounds...
There's a lot I've never done. There's some stuff you guys have done that I haven't, and I would like to see maybe...
Holy shit.
Spot. You guys can show me.
Are you for reals?
Yes.
Holy shit. So I think...
For instance, I've never been double penetrated, Brayden.
Really? Oh, me neither, Brayden. You big gay
Brayden.
Fag.
What?
Naughty, naughty boy.
Double penetrated, so I didn't get double penetrated.
Right.
No, but you did. I've never done it or gotten it.
I'm just fucking with him. But seriously, I think the 69 circle is like a circle jerk, but it's like... Ass mouth or pussy
Wait,
mouth, pussy
right.
mouth, pussy mouth into a circle.
Right,
right.
That's
in
just
reality.
A shot.
In reality, there's no 69 circle. 69 has to be just two people. Duh.
Right. Well, that's why they added the word circle. Duh.
Well, yeah.
Duh. Okay. Well, just hold on the line. If we have any other
right.
questions,
we might
ask.
Need you soon.
Okay, I'll
right,
type
moving
in.
Moving on. Participated in a heterosexual orgy or been involved in group sex? Four people or
yes.
more?
No.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes, Shazam?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Participate in a bisexual orgy or group sex?
No.
Four or more?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay. See, Brayden answers, then me, then you, okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, because that's where the laptop sits. You're at the end of the line. Okay. Like, if this was a 69 circle,
she's on the end of the train.
My face would be on your muff, and your face would be on his cock, and then his face would be on my cock. Okay.
Wait, my face is on his cock? I just want to know.
Moving on. Yes. No. Yes. It is. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Been to an oil party, cooking baby Wesson, whatever.
What?
Oil. Like, you just go to a party and they rub oil all over the place, I guess?
No. Who the fuck goes to that?
Maybe
no.
Shazam. No?
No, she hasn't either.
participated in a fuckathon.
A fuck?
I fucked all day. Is that, like, on coke? Is that what a fuckathon? What's a fuckathon?
Oh, now you're asking me? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've done the same thing. Fuck a lot on coke.
Yeah,
fuck
all day, then yes.
Okay, yes, yes, and...
And yes.
Probably.
Yes. Okay. Probably.
Used anal beads.
No.
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 You're a liar.
You liar!
You liar!
I've used things, but not necessarily beads.
Okay, well, a string of five tampons tied together counts, okay?
Oh, figured it
out. Here's your homemade anal beads.
Taken out a swingers ad.
What?
A swingers ad, like Craigslist.
Oh, no.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. And had it answered with a face-to-face meeting that actually led to sex. No.
No.
No. And
yes.
Absolutely. Oh. Gone. Wait. Okay. Been to a swingers club, like an actual building.
We don't even have those.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Really? They have those down there? Are they bathhouses?
Oh, yeah, I have one. No, not a bathhouse. It's like it looks like an apartment, but it's like a bunch of people fucking
but
everywhere.
But it's not.
it's literally like two blocks from my house. It kicks ass.
Nice. Gone to a weekend lifestyle retreat or cruise.
A weekend?
Yeah, you're too young for that.
Yeah.
if the Keith and the Girl cruise counts, then yes. If not, then no. And...
No.
Stayed at home while your significant other was out having sex with someone else and you both knew about it and were okay with it.
No.
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 More than one. Okay, never mind. No, no. More than once, more than five times, and been excited by it and went for the sloppy seconds. Those would have been the options following that.
I would totally go for it. I just haven't had a chance yet.
Right. Haven't found a dude that's not all like, if anybody touches you, I'll fucking kill him. I got testosterone flying out my nose. Practice polyamory. What is that?
I don't know. No?
That's it's like it's supposed to be many loves. You have like relationships, not just you're fucking people, but you have relationships
when I was younger, yes. You?
Oh yeah, yeah.
No,
when I was
younger. Okay. But it's not you're cheating. It's everybody agrees that it's groovy.
Oh, then no.
Well, they were all Yeah, but there wasn't. So they're like people you're in a relationship with,
right? Like you're all cool with
right.
it. You're all date. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. No. Yeah. For me.
You're all totally open. It's like, oh yeah, tonight it's his turn, and tomorrow night it'll be her turn, and blah blah.
Right,
and, oh
like,
yeah, baby. Yeah.
It's
all kind of hippy dippy.
Right. Like if you were at a bar with one chick and your other chick was there, they would actually not get in a fight and have the call. Right.
The animal was like, oh, it's not my turn. I should probably go.
Right.
Home.
I have to go to another bar.
Right.
Okay. Practice. Shared a household with two or more lovers simultaneously?
No.
Yes, but it was for like 2 minutes, and then she's like, get the fuck out! So, but not not willingly. And
yeah.
You?
No.
No. Used a vibrator dildo or had one used on you?
No.
Yes. Not on me, but used one on her.
I'm going to say yes and yeah.
Yes and yes, absolutely.
Yes to both.
Used a strap-on or had one used on you?
No.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Used a foreign object that was not designed for sexual purposes. Nay, it was not. A.K.A. a spatula, a Coke bottle, a hair dryer, a gallon of milk.
A bong.
an Audio Technica AT2020 microphone.
And Mr. 8 HD mixer.
Pink Sony Vaio. Okay. Shazam.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wine bottle.
Right, wine bottles. Nice.
Wow.
I'll bring mine with me. used a foreign object that was... inserted a live animal into your rectum.
No.
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 No, are you sure? No gerbils?
No, she's even going to say no to that.
No. Okay. That will never.
Okay.
No.
Pierced your ear?
No.
No. Obviously.
Wait, what?
Your ear. Have you ever pierced your ear?
Wait, yes.
Okay, more than once?
Yeah, I've got like 10 in one ear.
Through the cartilage?
Yeah.
Have you opened up any piercing with a wider gauge?
Not in my ears, no.
Any piercing? I don't have any.
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
Okay, you don't have any. I've never gauged anything, so no. Pierced your nose? No, no.
Just skip all those.
Well, yes. Nipples?
I had my nose pierced and my tongue, and I had a Madison.
Genitals?
Oh, I'm sorry? Nipple? No nipples, no clit.
Nipples or genitals? No, no.
No.
Okay, belly button.
Yes.
Yes, tongue, yes.
I did it myself, yes.
Of course. Your tongue?
Yes, twice.
Pierced your tongue for the sole reason that you heard it made oral sex better. Yes. But it was her choice, though.
Right.
Like, she was like, come on.
Because your girlfriend wanted you.
Exactly. Too. And Shazam?
My answer, I didn't know yet, but okay. I learned eventually.
Sucked a pierced nipple. Brayden.
Yes.
Yes. Me, yes. Shazam?
Yes.
Yes. Kissed someone with a pierced tongue.
Yes.
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 Gone down on someone who had pierced genitals.
No.
Yes.
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 It's weird because I know which one it is.
Fuck my life. Jesus, dude. That is funny. Participate in a cum shot where one partner ejaculates on the other.
Yes.
Yes, on her fucking face and shit.
Wherever.
Shazam.
Yeah, of course.
You've came all over a chick's face?
That's hot. Cool.
No, I've had a chick come on my face.
Oh, of course. We all have.
Right.
And a dude come on my face, so I think I participated.
That's common. That's vanilla shit right there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. Duh.
Participate in a tit fuck, either as the tit or the fuck, or both.
Yes.
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 Participated in bukkake shower. What? Is that a serious question, or are you fucking with us now? Come on.
Yeah.
Brayden, bukkake shower.
No.
No.
I don't know what qualifies, but I don't think I have.
I think if you
have to think about it.
No, if you have to ask what qualifies, yes. Absolutely. Had your stomach pumped in order to remove semen?
No.
No.
No!
Why would you ever have to have your stomach?
Fuck out. Someone that sucks a lot of cock.
Paris Hilton.
Yes. Willingly urinated on the garments that you were wearing, Brayden?
No.
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 Not willingly. Like, you just scared the piss out of me, literally.
Like.
Willingly urinated on any part of your body?
No.
Yes, in the shower. Feet. Sorry. Don't look at me like that! Shazam!
Yeah, in the shower.
Exactly. See?
Yeah, but I don't ever hit my feet.
You're not
looking. I mean, I guess if I did, like, I don't really care.
I wonder what it feels like.
What it feels like when I pee on my feet. Okay.
Fuck you.
And then next thing you know, you're spraying it on your face.
Right, just shoving the buddy Christ up your asshole, of course. Next thing you know, right? Willingly defecated on yourself.
No.
Not willingly, no.
Wait, you have defecated on yourself?
Well, when I shit my fucking pants.
Well, that's not on you, though.
It did get on me.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, what, Shazam?
No, you didn't willingly shit your pants,
no,
right?
No, I didn't willingly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, none of us willingly shit our pants.
No?
No, the answer is no.
Okay, Brayden, been fisted or fisted someone?
No.
Does four fingers count?
No.
That's almost.
Because I can do four, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a loose slut, Brayden.
Fuck
you. Shazam.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. Been and did, right? Yes, Brayden actively desired an immediate blood relative, mom, dad, sister, brother.
No.
We all jerked off to our mothers. Shazam.
What?
What?
No.
No?
Maybe if you had a hot mom.
Jesus.
You did?
Actively desired a secondary blood relative, cousin, uncle, and so forth.
Wait. I have a cousin. I did have a cousin.
Fuck, hey, you did. Is it weird if they're fucking each other? Shazam, go.
No.
Okay, last one. Willingly committed incest.
No.
I didn't fucking know. Shazam.
Whatever.
No.
What? Okay.
I just never at all.
Fantastic. And that is it. Add them up. Here's the deal.
That was amazing.
I don't even care anymore.
Cool.
Oh, we were supposed... Oh, fuck me. We were supposed to be checking these as we went and then hit the submit button and it would give us our score.
Fuck.
Fuck me. Okay, well, that sucks. So we'll throw a link
to
that.
We didn't do it all anyway.
Okay, well, thank you for playing that with us, Shazam.
Fuck it.
All right.
Bye.
I'm an idiot. I totally should have read the bottom first.
Jesus.
All I
Who
saw,
the fuck reads the bottom
well,
first?
All I saw was purity test, and then I had to go pick you up, and I emailed it to us real quick.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun.
That was.
Feedback.
It only
okay.
took us an hour and 30 minutes.
What's the time?
Hour and 30 minutes.
Okay, we'll do some Fuck My Life. We'll read a couple news stories. Got a couple voicemails. We'll get the fuck out. Brayden, today, my girlfriend decided to strip me naked and blindfold me, speaking of every kind of sexual thing we possibly could.
Right.
Then actually told me I'd get a reward if I caught her. Strip me down naked, I'm blindfolded. All I hear is, if you catch me, you'll get a reward.
Oh, wait, so he
anal,
is...
Anal, hint, hint, anal, what?
Wait, so who's stripped down naked and blindfolded?
The dude or her lesbian girlfriend.
Okay.
Right. I ran around naked and blindfolded till I caught her and then yelled, I want my prize on the kitchen table. Ha! It was her mom who just got back from work. Fuck my life.
I was wondering how that was going to happen.
Oh, that sucks, dude. What do you think that, like, would happen? Like, if Dana's mom was here or something. Have you ever met her mom?
No.
Probably a punch in the face.
Oh, God.
And then she'd be like, well, yeah, sure, come on. Where's the table?
Your mom
you
would
don't
just
have,
be funny.
You don't have a kitchen table. What are you doing?
it'd be this table over here.
Oh, yeah, we do. We just fold out. Okay. Today, I called my mom to tell her, quote, Mom. Hey,
yes,
Mom.
Yes, dear?
I finally got my period.
That's good, dear.
There was an awkward pause. Nice. I like how you did the awkward pause. She was at work. I was on speakerphone. Fuck my life.
Well, either way, that's still... I'm still happy you got your period.
Either way, honey, the whole office is like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Is she legal now?
Yeah. Yay. How, did she just turn 14?
Yay. No, wait. Boo. Today, our entire... Oh, shit.
No shit, dude.
Excuse my face. Need a mute button or something. Okay. Today, our entire crew team was at a yoga studio for an introductory yoga lesson. All my teammates could talk about how hot the yoga instructor was in her tight spandex while doing the sexy yoga poses.
Give it to me. Yeah.
I'm hot. Oh, so hot. Mm.
Would you fuck me?
Oh, yoga.
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me. What? Everyone, including the coach, wanted to do her. Guess what? You know that yoga instructor over there?
Yeah.
That's my mom. Fuck my life. Sweet.
You're like, really? Me too. Is that weird?
Nice. I did check that box. Weird.
Wow.
Today, I was packing my son's lunch, and we ran out of water bottles, of course. I asked my 16-year-olds, what? You have... Okay, I asked my 16-years-old... to run to the store.
My 16-year-old.
Right, my 16-years-old to run to the store.
Right.
She didn't want to, but gave me one she had. After dropping my son off, my daughter frankly told me she made a mistake. Stop. I sent my second grader to school with a bottle of vodka.
Oh my god.
I think we did a story about that.
Wow. Sir, how do you make that mistake? Like, Is that a really big water bottle or what? I don't get that.
No, she had it poured in the water.
Oh.
It's okay. I know you were just trying to kill time.
Well, no. I actually thought put a bottle of vodka in
yeah.
there.
Someone got the cops called on that.
Did we do that story on...
Yeah, well, not like that, but we've done stories about kids being drunk at school in second grade. Right. Today, I was going to a stoplight party. Green shirt, Okay.
Wait, have, what's you, a stoplight party?
Shazam, no. green shirt equals single, yellow shirt equals hard to get, and red shirt, that means stop, I'm taken. Mm. Why am I even here?
Yeah,
all
I
right,
shouldn't even
it's
be...
a stoplight right. party, not a yellow-green party.
Right, not a go and yield party.
I showed up wearing a red shirt, because I have a boyfriend, right?
Right.
I see my boyfriend over there.
And he has a green shirt!
In the green shirt! Thinking it was a mistake, I ask him jokingly why he isn't wearing red. He looks at me weird and says, oh, dot, 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 you didn't get my text. Lol, fuck my life. Like, oh yeah, didn't you get that memo? We broke up.
Yeah.
Send.
I texted you like an hour ago saying I didn't want to be with you anymore.
I totally DM'd it to you. I FBM'd.
I even tweeted it.
I fucking DM'd it. Fucking.
It's everywhere.
Today I had to log into my computer on a projector, in front of business associates, at my dad's architecture firm.
It's porn.
I typed in my username and apparently didn't hit the tab key hard enough, so I typed my password in the username box. You know?
Is that it?
No.
That would suck.
The entire firm now knows my password is tits123. Fuck my life. That's almost as awesome as our password. Holy
our password's
shit.
Way better.
Way better. Today, whilst my parents and I were out, my older brother thought it would be funny to play porn on my computer. Ha ha ha. Child porn, the cops came. Fuck my life. No, at full volume with my window wide open. You got that? Okay.
Lighter's going out.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm good. Porn on my computer. Windows wide open, full volume, right?
Whoa, that got me a little lightheaded. Alright.
Oh, fuck. You were sucking on that thing for like 2 minutes.
I was like, God, come on.
So, right, porn. Windows open, full volume. Now my next door neighbors tell their kids I'm a spawn of Satan, and the weird guy from across the street winks at me. Fuck my life. Oh, a few more here. Today I was fired from a managerial position I've held for 2 years due to inappropriate relations with a subordinate.
So who would that
I was
be?
Dating a coworker.
Oh.
My girlfriend then broke up with me 4 hours later because I no longer had a job. I hired her. Fuck my life. She's a bitch.
She is.
Today I was going down on my girlfriend when I noticed a hickey near her hip. Huh.
I think I remember putting that there.
Last night, wow, that was crazy. I don't even remember doing that. Without even interrupting the action, she simply said, you didn't. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
Girlfriend, also a bitch.
Right.
Today I was outside searching for treasures. Mm. You ever done that? Just hanging outside. Let's go look for treasure.
I want to see if there's some treasure.
When I was a kid, like ripping open tree stumps up in our fucking 10 acres, and ants would come flying out like, yeah, treasure. Woo!
Mushrooms.
Right. Also good treasure. I was searching for treasures with my son using small plastic shovels. All of a sudden, he starts screaming. He dug up the bones of our old dog. I told him that we had sent him away to live on a farm. I even actually helped my son write letters to the farm owners. I'm a fucking awful parent and a liar. Fuck my life.
Does it say that last part?
No, I did that. But you are. You know it.
It would have been awesome if you said that.
Today I received a GPS for my birthday. I decided to test it out by getting utterly lost as far into the country as I could on a little under half a tank of gas.
Right.
I installed the GPS once out in the middle of nowhere in preparation for heading home. It actually needed batteries. Fuck my life. I actually died.
I am completely lost.
A piece of me died that day, Brady.
Yeah, and I just ran out of gas.
Exactly. Today, my boyfriend broke up with me over the phone. Yes. That's rare these days. Usually it's just a simple text message.
Or a MySpace comment. Even a message.
Not even a direct message.
No.
Just like a message to everybody.
Yeah, just
Facebook status, single. It's complicated. Actually, no, it's not. He was a douche and I'm
right.
a whore.
And it
not
actually
complicated. right, over the phone. He said there was someone else and that he has been in love with her for a while. Turns out the new girl was his online video game character.
Oh, what?
I did that today while I was driving. There's like these old people going just super slow, and there's this car full of kids here, and I just like looked over, and I was like, that was great. They probably called my boss.
Probably.
Right. I got dumped for a video game. Fuck my life. And the last one.
That sucks. That is
like,
bad.
Hey, honey, World of Warcraft, my character is hot.
Yeah.
I love her.
She has sex with me whenever I want.
She's a plus 20 high dark elf.
Right. Dragon
of
Slayer.
Sex. Of sexy.
Sexiness.
Sexy awesomeness.
Sexiness.
Today I was driving home, this last one, from swim practice with my mommy. Madre. I glance over and see my brother's hot friend, who I've been secretly beating it the fuck off to for, like, forever. I've been secretly in love with forever. Same thing.
Right.
He waved to me, and excitedly, I waved back, busting my load.
I think it's a girl.
Might be. I then hear my mom say, "You're gonna die when you see how bad you look right now." Fuck my life. Fucking red. Oh, fantastic. I don't think we're gonna do any confessions.
Yeah.
You ready to do some news?
Yeah, let's do
I got
some
news. Alright, call it near.
Heads.
Heads. It is absolutely not heads, it is tails. I dropped it and landed heads. So I'll give you that. That's my bad for dropping it. I apologize.
Is that really how it's going to work? Is that how we're going
to
roll?
Do you want to?
Well, I don't care.
Okay, honestly. Sure.
All right.
You go right ahead.
Well, shit, I don't know what story to do.
All right, well, this one is called Malaysian Minister Defends Caning of Prisoners as Gruesome Video Appears on Internet.
Hmm.
I like how we're calling it just Internet now.
Right, Internet.
With the respect!
The little box over
that it
there.
Deserves!
Isn't it weird that the internet really is just a little box over there?
It kind of is. It's
there's
actually
just a lot of them around.
Right.
And then there's even bigger, ginormous boxes.
With bigger antennas.
You're right.
Actually, here, yeah, it's like two of them. So,
right.
And they both kind of blink sometimes. You know, you want to get nerd for a sec?
Sure.
The one of the coders that's working on one of the sites for the Aussie Palooza thing.
Right, he was actually in our chat.
Was he?
Yes,
oh,
he
well,
was.
He was talking about that router and how that one has like the 1.0 firmware.
Uh-huh.
And the new ones have the 5 and that sucks. And with that one, he can like do this flash to it and all of a sudden it's like a $600 Cisco router. Like,
really?
It does all the shit.
Because we
will
have
do.
Two of those.
Is the other one a 1.0?
Yeah, they're
he
both the same.
Like,
the one you have is my router.
Dude.
And then the one I have is the one Paulo
sent
shit.
Us. Holy shit. He said they're so hard to find and like they're on eBay but they're kind of expensive. We should sell both of them.
I bought that one back
and
when it
then
was
for our trip.
I bought that one back when it was like $60.
That's awesome. He said he had a 5 he would give me for that one since all we're using it for is a router. So I said, sure. But now that I know they're worth
yeah, fuck
billions,
that.
I'll take a million
that's,
for
hey, and you can't because that one's mine.
Oh, right. Well, then I want the one our fans sent us because
that one's all, that one's got chewed up by a cat.
Okay.
One of the antennas is a little chewed up. It works fine, though.
That's fine. We'll just, thanks, Paulo.
All
right. Okay, right. So, Malaysian minister, caning prisoner,
yeah.
Gruesome video. We watched
we
the
watched
video.
It. It
gruesome?
Was gruesome
indeed
as fuck.
Fucking gruesome.
Jesus,
we'll,
that guy's asshole.
Holy shit.
Fucking
like, I'll just,
wow.
At the beginning of it, he was totally taking it. Like,
right.
No fucking sound.
Well, first of all,
no nothing.
Let's set the scene for him here real
well,
quick.
Well, okay, hold on. Strapped well, on a wooden frame, a prisoner
right.
braces himself for the brutal onslaught. Within moments of the first blow being struck by the cane-wielding official, the skin on his buttocks breaks and the raw wound begins to open. You have to see
yeah.
this. It is the sickest fucking shit
can you
I've
post
seen.
Post that in the chat.
Since I'm gonna have to say, since the one guy, one glass, where he shoved the glass up his ass and crunched it. Inside.
I never saw that,
dude. That's pretty gruesome.
You
not,
were gonna show me that, but you never.
I thought you
did.
Saw that.
No,
I could have sworn you saw.
I
that.
Think you.
Where he, all it is his legs and the glass. And it's like it disappears, and you hear it. Oh, it's so foul.
Is that it? They don't see anything.
Well, no, then he pulls the pieces of glass out his asshole, and it's dripping blood. It's so gross.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
No, I've never seen
this
that.
This is pretty fucking sick, too. So we'll post links to notes on the show notes tonight. But, yeah, I don't know. Towards the beginning, he's totally taking it. No sound, no nothing. Strapped to this thing.
For, like, the first three
or
four.
And then, like, after the first three or four, you can see his butt.
Yeah, he's That seriously the sound he made.
Yeah, totally. His butt cheek starts quivering and shit, and then he's like, That I could not imagine getting my ass beat. Like, I got my ass beat when I was
a kid, but with the fucking cane.
Yeah, right. With like,
he hit him so many times.
Oh, fuck, dude. And
he was
like,
completely bloody.
I don't know Spanish very well, but uno más I thought meant one more. And every time they said uno mas, there was, like, still five left coming.
Well, he said uno mas before everyone.
Is that what it was?
He's like, uno mas! Uno mas!
Just dude.
Over and over. He's like, that's the last one.
I cannot imagine that. That's so... prepare to suffer. The official raises cane high in the air to deliver the first blow to the prisoner. The caning was meted out in a jail in Malaysia where the authorities insist that is legitimate punishment. If you fuck up some shit here illegally, we will beat your fucking ass with this cane.
We will.
And then...
And strap you down.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. That, though, I guarantee after a while you wouldn't think people would do that.
I don't know. That's not as severe as, like, a shot.
Killing,
a bullet to the head, yeah.
That's fucking painful, though. A bullet to the head is quick.
I would definitely... Like, for me, I know a lot of people would still fuck shit up unless it was the bullet to the head, but me personally, I would not.
So what do you think he got arrested for in the first place?
Where is this again?
Malaysia. And he got caned a bunch. Well, you saw it.
I know, yeah. Either, like, maybe murder or...
Rape.
Yeah, rape. Murder, rape, or drugs.
Or one of the three. The trifecta.
The trifecta.
Your ass cane.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. However, a video of the flogging has caused an outcry after it was posted on the internet and seen around the world. Mm. In images condemned by Malaysia's own lawyers, the unidentified male prisoner, thought to be a drug dealer, absolutely
it
correct.
Was.
Holy shit! All
right.
Is shown being struck 20 times on his bare buttocks.
20 times
with a rotan, a bamboo-like cane. 20 times.
Right. So it's that bamboo,
Like way back when,
like those,
that kid in Singapore, the vandalized some shit.
Yeah.
He got his ass beat like 10 times or some shit. And they were like, no, you can't do that, even back then. That was forever ago. In images, the Bar Council of Malaysia, which represents 8,000 lawyers, has called for such punishment to be abolished. No more. It's stepping up its campaign after highlighting video images. They're like, see this? No more. And that's bullshit.
Yeah,
they're like, this is our country. Who the fuck are you? The what?
Fuck you.
What are you from? The Bar Council? Never heard of you.
It's like, yeah, go back there.
We got some more drug dealers to beat, so you can come back later.
Yeah, we'll just call you.
The Bar Council... Fuck, I keep reading the same sentence. I keep scrolling a little bit because the picture is just like...
you just don't want to see
the picture of his ass. And
I know, and it's just raw as fuck.
I can't read it. It's right there. The 6-minute clip entitled Malaysian Caning Judicial Corporal Punishment, like, if you want to find it, here's the search terms.
Right.
Malaysian. posted on www.lifeleak.com, an international varying site, video sharing site. Quote, we're against the death penalty and corporal punishment, said council president. It's against all intentional human rights norms and the various conventions on torture. It's inhumane and degrading. I wonder what kind of drugs. Like, that seems... Oh, just for dealing drugs?
What,
like,
getting that? I don't know, but this is a different place.
If it's your first offense, you get, you know, community service or...
Yeah, or...
I guess if you're a big cartel or something, but...
Well, yeah, how serious is it? Like, how serious was this drug thing? Did he have a bunch of drugs or something?
Right, the deputy internal security minister defended the punishment. He said the video clip was recorded at a local prison and is used in drug prevention and other anti-crime campaigns.
So just for drugs?
They record heard that, and they go, they're like, DARE program, here's our video.
This is the DARE program's video.
Sixth grade fucking schools.
Watch
this
video.
This is drugs, here's a video, listen.
Yeah, and if you do drugs, we will do this to
it's
you.
It's just this dude just like a
fucking... This fucking beating
like,
ass.
They forgot the safe word and just beat his fucking ass, and the kids are just...
I bet their DARE program works better than ours.
Yeah.
If that
Absolutely.
If that really was a DARE program.
If I saw that when I was in sixth grade, instead of this is weed and I'm a cop and this is a gun, like nothing. Because
I was already smoking weed when the DARE program started.
If I get caught, I'm going to get beat like that?
Yeah, like my ass is just
I'll just start drinking. I'm cool, really.
That's legal. I'll just do that.
The minister added, the video is a means to educate the public and show how hideous caning can be. Right? It definitely did that.
But if you did some shit and you deserve it.
This is what will happen.
I don't think it should be for drugs.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand why it's just for drugs. They should still cane some
ass. Like, if you made a video of some dude, like, throwing a piece of trash out his car, some dude, like, rolling up fucking, fucking out the car, and he gets out and shoots him, and the whole thing's videotaped with music and maybe some nice fucking
some slow-mo. Drum and bass to it, you know? A little slow motion.
Yeah, dude. You saw that, you'd be like, fuck no, man. I got a trash can in my car now.
That
like,
was a
I'm
cool
good.
Video, though.
Yeah, nice. I like your effects.
Yes.
Quote, somehow somebody duplicated it and posted it on the website, but it's not done by our officials. It's for education and training purposes. There's no big deal about it. What's the big deal?
I don't
it's
get
just
it.
A dude getting beat. You never seen a guy get cane before?
See, you know...
It's no big deal, really.
My logic behind it is that the people that... you know, get caned for punishment for that are the kids that didn't get beat when they
enough.
Were younger
right.
or at all. So since because of that, we have to do it now that they're older, but we have to do it like 20 times worse.
Right. That's
because
they're
that much older.
But
right?
I think this guy probably had his fair share of beatings when he was younger. Also.
Right.
He took
that's
it
true.
For the first he took it for more. Like smacks than I would have been
for
able
sure.
to. Like
for
the first one, I'd be like, "Fuck,
God,
that hurts and shit." This is fucking flogging is widely used in Malaysia for various offenses, including drug crimes, rape, and illegal entry into the country. Hmm. If you sneak into Malaysia, like. Did you have to make a law for that? Were
Why
people actually sneaking into Malaysia?
Wait, that had to actually be a problem before they made a law.
I could see them trying to escape Malaysia.
Yeah,
like,
what, who are these people?
Hey, we're going to Malaysia. What's in Malaysia?
I don't know. But we're going there.
We're going.
Everyone's going.
Drugs.
Yeah.
And
you get 20 lashings for
a wicked BDSM program.
Yeah, that's not the place to go for drugs.
Okay, and yeah, that is it for that story. So I don't know. I think that more people should see that and be like, not just in Malaysia. Maybe we could take that video and edit it that says new U.S. Something policy on discipline.
Right.
Because you all rack discipline. This is our new policy. We're going to beat your fucking ass with
We got
pains.
A lot of policies.
And then we'll put it on YouTube and spread it around.
Right.
It's a good idea.
We'll infect the internet
right.
with
okay.
it.
Right, okay. That's it for that story.
Cool.
What you got for us? Episode 172, please.
This one is called New Jersey Girl 14 Arrested After Posting Nude Pics.
What?
Yeah. Holy she's going to get... so basically... She's a registered sex offender.
She's 14?
And she's 14.
And she was posting nude pics of herself.
Yeah, so
I
that would
it.
Make... So this is might make her a registered sex offender. At 14.
Because
she did it to her...
Right,
it's,
okay.
I know,
you almost
weird.
Kind of blew my mind.
I know, right? I was trying to explain it to you.
Right.
Let me just read the story.
Okay.
A 14-year-old New Jersey girl has been accused of child pornography after posting nearly 30 explicit nude pictures of herself on MySpace.
Nice.
Charges that could force her to register as a sex offender if convicted.
That's an old-school 8-meg memory card right there. Yep. 30 pictures. That's all you got.
Yeah.
That's so foul. That's, wow, dude. Like, here you go. If you guys need any naked pictures of me, MySpace.com/... I'm a fucking
slash whore bitch.
Slash whore bag. Whore bitch. Holy
that
fuck.
Just blows my mind.
I know.
You can be a registered sex offender.
Because you did it to yourself.
Right.
You did that.
You did that to yourself. Oh, that's sad.
That girl
died inside when she was probably about 11.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. Just a shot in the dark.
No, because her dad's probably been doing that for a while. Okay. She's just.
That's good. Continue.
Right.
Right.
The case comes as prosecutors nationwide pursue child pornography cases resulting from kids sending nude photos to one another over cell phones
is that
and
sexting?
Email. That is sex messaging.
Oh, man.
Legal experts, though, could not recall another case of a child porn charge resulting from a teen's posting at a social networking site.
Right, and usually, like, because there's no nude pics at all.
Right,
you're a certain age. Like, right. They don't allow that generally. So she's like, I'm going to go put naked pictures on my MySpace. It's going to be so sweet. Super
like
sweet,
30
guys.
Of them.
If you guys need pictures, naked pictures of me,
get them quick. Come get them while they're hot, because they won't be there long.
Right-click, save as, because they're not going to be there long. What a bitch.
MySpace would not comment on the New Jersey investigation.
No! You mean MySpace had, like, nothing better to do than to just...
Right.
Wow,
MySpace
guys.
Court...
Yeah. That's awesome.
Tom didn't want to make any comments.
Really, Tom? Nothing to say
if you
about
were,
one of your
yeah.
5 million fucking... Wow. That
they
should have
left him a comment
little.
On his MySpace. He probably would have responded.
I know
to that.
he would have hit comment back.
Right, and have been like, "Oh, here's what's up."
He would have wrote on your wall.
Yeah.
Okay, please.
But the company has a team that reviews its network for inappropriate images
because we need a team for that. Because this actually,
happens
believe it or
all
not,
the time.
This happens.
Well, not just you know minors, but anyone,
and not just
new
MySpace,
pics.
Facebook, Bebo,
right. All of them,
Twitter, maybe
whatever.
Little girls twitting their twats. And
is there? Are you allowed to have nudity on live video?
I believe so because it has that 18 and plus thing.
Right,
there's its own thing if you select that.
We actually have had nudity on our live video.
That,
I'm proud to say
that is true. I would imagine that if you saved it and like it'll archive it and save it, but then it says waiting to be approved after it saves it. So I think someone
maybe
probably
deletes,
looks at all of them,
yeah,
to make sure. But I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It takes them all fucking day, so it seems like it. But we do save a lot of videos.
Yeah, that's true.
Jamble.com/Brockhives. Brockhive. No
Brockhive.
S. There was no
yeah,
S. I
you
checked that the other day.
It.
Fuck my ass.
And
I
they're
totally,
all like, it's not here, dude.
I know.
I don't know where it is.
I'm like, oh, shit. It was Brockhive.
Right.
R-A-C-H-I-V-E. Right.
Or
Live Archives. That
right.
is there. Or
that
Live
one's...
Archive.
Fuck.
Right.
Well, try both, just in case. The office investigated and discovered the Clifton resident had posted the very explicit photos of herself, Sheriff's spokesman Bill Mayer said Thursday.
Of course.
We consider this case a wake-up call to parents, Mayer said. The girl posted the photos because she wanted her boyfriend to see them, he said.
Hey, parents, are you awake yet?
Yeah, wake up.
Hey, parents, where's your kids?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot
They're
I
had having
those.
Sex on MySpace. Right.
They're posting naked pictures of themselves for their boyfriend on MySpace. How do you feel about that, parents?
Hey, do you want to check them out? They're
at
MySpace.com/whorebitch.
Oh, wait, her
bitch.
Profile is private because she's a bitch.
Right,
so
you have to add her as a friend.
Right, and then she has
and
to approve it.
Private message her.
Fuck.
I hate people. I hate people so bad.
Investigators are looking at individuals who knowingly committed a crime, he said, declining to comment further because the case is still being investigated.
Of course.
The teens, whose name has not been released because of her age,
because she's 14,
was arrested and charged with possession of child pornography and
herself.
Distribution of child pornography.
Oh my god!
She was
awesome.
Released to her mother's custody.
We should take that story and give it to those people that are protesting abortions and be
this is why we need
places.
Now,
like
how
this.
Do you feel?
Actually, this is why right here, you fucking retard.
That is effed up junk.
That is some effed up junk, dude.
That just blows
you
my mind.
You have to abort your 14-year-olds because they act like fucking sluts.
Because they're trafficking child porn.
Hey, I learned it from watching you, Mom.
I learned it from you. Should have had an abortion, Mom.
Should have, could have, would have, right?
If convicted of the distribution charge, she would be forced to register with the state. It's funny.
That is so awesome.
To register with the state as a sex offender under Megan's Law.
Convicted of
she
being
could also face up to 17 years in jail.
Of course she could. I say lock
but
her up.
It's unlikely. Hey, they say it's unlikely.
In, like, Second Life jail or like real jail?
Like real jail.
Like real jail, right?
Like,
okay.
Like first, like One Life jail. First
right,
life.
Got it. Okay.
The one that counts.
The one, the real one.
Yeah. The only one that fucking
not like
matters.
World of Warcraft fucking like
no.
Underground elf dungeon, right?
No.
Okay. Like for real jail.
No.
Like Prison Break.
Right.
But without,
that,
the,
without the TV show part, too.
Right. Okay. Oh, fuck. Is that for that story?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What's the time, please?
Time 2 hours.
Okay, well, fuck. I was gonna read fuck. This. This is kind of cool. Can I read this real quick?
Yes.
Okay, this one's called Chinese Man Dies After Catching Girlfriend in Suicide Attempt.
That is beautiful.
Just real quick.
Give it to me.
That is amazing. A man has died in China while attempting to catch his girlfriend after she jumped from the 7th floor of an apartment block in an attempt to commit suicide. Do you think he,
wow.
like, he saw her and went
he's
to
like, oh my god, I'm gonna catch
or do you,
you
think he, no, I think maybe he was just walking by and, like, she just happened to jump at that time. Like,
I don't
they
think
had broken
so.
Up a long time ago, but
I think she was, like, on the roof, like, saying,
yeah,
I'm gonna jump,
like,
I'm gonna kill myself,
it.
And he's like, no, I'll
I
catch
fucking,
you.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love
I'm
you.
Here, bro. I fucking love
you. I fucking love you.
The man who was identified only by his surname, of course. Would you take a wild guess at what this
know.
Chinese man's surname is?
Wang.
Wang held out his arm. You are absolutely correct, actually. Held out his arms to break his girlfriend's fall. If you saw your girlfriend falling, like, I mean, I like my girlfriend a lot.
Right,
but
I'm not going to sacrifice myself.
I'm gonna be like, this isn't going to work. One of us is going to die, so you're
yeah.
the one that jumped.
I guess Wang was in the Wong place.
The Wong place, Wong time.
God, that's such an old
dated
joke.
The Wong chick.
Fuck.
According to a local newspaper, Wang was killed by the impact of his big fat fucking girlfriend landing on top of him, but he actually succeeded in saving her life. Also attributed to saving her life, her big, giant, fat ass.
Right.
Right.
So now you just died and she's going to go slit her wrist anyway.
Or she's like, wow, you're dead. I didn't like you and that's why I was kind of wanting to kill myself
so
anyways.
Now that you're dead.
Right. I have all your stuff.
Right. That's mine now.
Right. Absolutely.
Not that you really had anything because, let's be honest, you're kind of a fucking
right,
loser.
And our life sucked and I
right.
hate you and
that's
why
I hated you.
I'm jumping out
right.
of this window and I actually aimed for you because I was trying to kill you.
Right.
And,
but
right.
I wanted to die too, but,
right.
you know.
But I wanted to also kill you,
right.
so I mean, one down, one to go.
Yeah.
Although she suffered some broken bones, she was not in a critical condition. The tragedy occurred. Tragedy? That's comedy. Come on. Occurred in the southern city of Quanzhou in Fujian province. The newspaper quoted witnesses saying that Mr. Wang had pleaded from the street with his girlfriend not to jump shortly before the accident.
So, I bet you, God, that's so just funny to me, that
Wang
is like our Smith here.
Right. It totally is. Like, Wang Wong, it's like
yeah,
our
that's
fucking
our
Bill
John
Smith.
Smith.
John Doe,
right.
if you will. Right. The couple
above.
Had reportedly, I like how he, she's like totally getting ready to jump, knowing she's gonna, and he's out there just totally like, no, don't do it. We can both live. And then he dies in turn. The woman who was
do
not
we have
named.
A lighter that's not dead?
That's not a Zippo? Probably not in this fuck. Immediate area.
Well, you don't have to, like, stop the show for it, but just hold on a second, guys.
I got you. I got these and I got matches. So one of these is going to work.
That's not good for this, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Is there one?
I actually do.
Bad one.
Got it.
No, we're good.
All
right. Okay, sorry. Right.
Sorry for the interruption.
Pardon. We'll edit that out, maybe.
Hopefully,
if
we
remember.
what time is it?
I don't know. The couple had reportedly had an argument earlier in the day during which she had threatened to commit suicide. I can totally tell you right now, he was probably like, fucking do it then, because this is like the 100th time you fucking said you were going to, so just fucking do it. She actually got up there, he ran down, and died. Right.
Right.
The woman was not named, although she was photographed entering the local hospital in a confused state. Like, he died? No! That's not what was supposed to happen to him. I was supposed to die. China is one of the highest suicide rates in the world, particularly among women, of course, because it sucks to be a chick in China.
Right.
So I believe that chicks here should actually take a lesson from that and be like, wow, we should actually give thanks at how good our lives are, as opposed to how awful they could be living in communist China.
What do you think makes Chinese women kill themselves, exactly?
Living in China, just the whole oppression
thing.
Yeah,
but how does living in China affect a woman is what I'm wondering.
I don't know. It sucks there. Like, you're a chick, it totally sucks there. You're just always, like, cooking fucking ramen and sake and just...
Hi.
China has one of the highest suicide rates, right? Women, statistics from the Chinese government show that close to 300,000 people try to kill themselves each year. Does this mean that actually the Chinese government is responsible for more deaths than marijuana has?
Yes.
But yet, Chinese government's still legal.
Right. It's
marijuana,
okay.
Still not legal.
It's kind of illegal.
Add that to the motherfucking list.
Let's add it.
Write that down so we remember to. Study by Peking University.
Wait, what do I write?
I forgot. Okay. University in 2007 found that over 20% of the 140,000 high school students surveyed said they had considered suicide. Yeah, that's like everybody that's ever gone through puberty.
Right.
And that is it for that story. So,
that's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
I'm glad you read that.
I wrote it myself. No. Would you like to do a couple voicemails before we get out of here?
Do we have time?
We actually have time to do a couple voicemails. Okay.
How many do we have? Just
we have
a bunch?
One, two, three from the same number, which I think is our sales guy.
Cool.
Probably more jokes. One, two, three from another number. Hmm. Also the same number.
Right.
But not as the prior one. Right. Okay. First voicemail. Hi.
Guy and gal are sitting at the bar. Guy looks at the gal and says, "Hey, can I smell your pussy?" She says, "No." He says, "Well, it must be your feet then."
Oh! But that's so great. Wow, dude. Next.
Two rubbers walking down the street, and they notice this gay bar. The one rubber looks at the other rubber and says, "Hey, you want to stop in and get shit-faced?"
Oh! Nice. I will take that. Fantastic.
I forgive you for the first time.
Forgiven. Okay. Next set of three. Okay, go.
Hey, Matt, this is the Fleshlight Kid. I just wanted to let you know that I'm able to order a shirt now.
Nice.
Before I do, I want to know what's going on, you know? Are you going to order my shit or not?
Holy shit. You know what, dude? I totally forgot about that.
Wow.
We talked about it on that one show.
It was a long time ago.
And then someone wrote a letter and was like,
you should probably
do it. And I'm like,
okay. And then a bunch of people in the chat said you should too.
Right. And then I was going to, and then I think I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I just forgot.
Okay, well, yes, I will do
Johnny
that.
Johnny says he can just fuck the shirt as a Fleshlight.
That will work, actually.
Yeah?
There it is.
All right. So buy that shirt.
Problem solved.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Why isn't there an Olympic team from Mexico?
Mexico.
I don't know.
Because everybody that can run, jump, and swim is already here.
But we have funny fucking listeners.
Yeah.
Amazing.
See, this is why we haven't been playing voicemails.
Because they haven't been...
Because all you motherfuckers just have all these amazing... I mean, we get like 50 voicemails.
Oh, at least. Like 100 last time I checked.
Yeah.
Just
we got
so many.
We just got like 50 voicemails in the past few days, and they're all just too fucking funny to play. Can't outdo us like that.
You want to play a game?
Excuse me?
Do you want to play a game?
Spread.
Wow. Fantastic.
I'm done.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for checking out the fucking Friday night, Saturday morning show. Hey, I got the word of the day real quick.
What's the word? Have you heard?
It is effete. You know what effete means?
Effete?
No longer fertile.
Wow. And I'm glad it's not bird anymore.
I'm glad that was the word of the day. Yeah, right. I'm glad it's not bird anymore.
Sick of that.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, thejamel.com, that's our site. Going to New York April 13th. jamel.com/donate, jamel.com/vote/twitter/myspace/youtube/fucking forums. Got lots of cool shit there, lots of pictures. Stickers, P.O. Box 3652, right?
Right.
Kalispell, Montana, 50903. Self-addressed stamp envelope, throw some money in there. That would be fantastic. And we'll see you Monday.
Yes.
Monday, right. Goodbye.
I'm saying, what's up with this though? You looking kind of like you going
Thank
out or something?
Thank you very much. just looking good though.
Look, y'all crazy, man. I'm about to here. I'll holler at y'all later.
Where you going?
Where you going?
I'm gone. I gotta go.
Come on.
I'm
on. Hey, can we hang?
Deuces.
I know.
It
was Friday night and I was feeling aight. Yep. Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. To spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26 is like, bam. Eyes on me like, bitch, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the VIP. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like shawty was happening. You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like,
If I take one more drink, I'm gonna end up fucking you. Is that what you wanna do, shawty? If I take one more drink,
tipping the bartender, surrender to the woman and her bringing me home. Cause she started looking better every shot of Patron, yep. I jumped up with a devilish grin. Cause tonight, damn right, I might do it again. So I called up the homies. Let's ride, we can hit the sports bar over on the south side. Get a couple of Coronas, couple of limes. Went up to the bar and saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, huh, my name's Ludacris and I'm a hell of a guy. One said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. And right now it's too bad, I got a man. And I said, I understand. But where the hell is he at? Cause in a minute if he don't show up, then man.
If I take one more drink, I'm gonna end up fucking. Take one more drink, I'm gonna end up fucking you.
You too. Hey Payne, holla at him right quick, man.
Yeah, you gon' get in trouble with your main girl.
Don't get in trouble, girl.
Talking about how you're my biggest fan, girl.
I know it.
Now I don't wanna do what you gon' make me do.
Don't make me do it.
If I had one more drink,
I'ma get you home and I'll split you. Grab the camera phone and take a bunch of drunk pictures. Cause Hennessy mixed with a whole bunch of Buddha equals you mixed with a whole bunch of Luda. And you know how far one drink could go. Start slurring my speech, slowing up the flow. Hiking up your skirt, climbing up your shirt. It's Mr. Late Night Luda and I like to flirt. So guess what, baby girl?
The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.